And I am your host. I am the host of Straight Talk. We are the talk show that is made for men by men. Not even the ladies want to miss what we talk about here. For decades, men have been listening to women. Women have even told men what it means to be a man. And here at Straight Talk, well, we talk like men. And we give a man's perspective on life, love, social challenges, money, jobs. We are the man's man show. And we talk straight to one another, to the ladies. And this is a great place for women to understand what men are really thinking. And it's a place for men to really exchange as men. For the gentleman who, if you grow up without a father, this is an excellent place for you to sit down with men and talk man to man. What's going on, Lando? Always good to see you in the house. Thanks for joining. And today, this is going to be one of those topics that may trigger both men and women. What's going on, country boy? Good to see you in the house. Oh, I forgot. I need to, we got one more platform. So, as always, there are several ways to join me in this discussion. If you'd like to call in and talk, the phone number is 323-642-1387. That's 323-642-1387. And you can call and you can speak live if you guys want to join me on if you want to join me on YouTube, make a request. I'll drop a link and we'll get down like we always do. Sorry for the bit of a delay here. I actually want to show a video, a clip. It's a very short clip of something that supports this topic. What's going on, SW West Coast? What's up? See you in the house. And I forgot to set up the Instagram. What's going on, Instagram? Good to see you. And we are talking about It is. So we're talking about why does the a-hole, the asshole, why does the a-hole get the girl and the nice guy finishes last? Like, there's so many ways to address this topic. And I had thoughts about this, and some of my thoughts are as follows. On the surface, many women say they want the kind, chivalrous gentleman. Yet in the dating world, the arrogant, confident asshole wins the heart of many women. How's this possible? Mothers advise their sons to be gentlemen and treat women like princesses. And that advice is backed up with slogans like happy wife, happy life. As men innocently march into the world being chivalrous, they find disappointment, heartbreak, and friend zones. On the other hand, that promiscuous, callous man who women call the womanizer has access to a stable. Yes, I said stable. I thought, should I use harem? But a stable of women. He even spends time with women who are married to the nice guy. When you ask women about this discrepancy, the excuses are many. While it's true, men are finally seeing the light. But do they really comprehend why women yearn for the bad boy? So let's open up the can of worms and let's slide right into this. And this topic might not feel good for some, and it's going to feel real good for others. Some of you understand, as West Coast said, being called the asshole, the arrogant asshole, can be a compliment, a term of endearment, womanizer. How could a woman think she's insulting you by calling you those names, yet those are the guys who end up with a stable of women? Where's the logic? I heard a guy, Robert, talking about how you should know your lane. Well, we'll get into that later. But so why are women telling their sons to be the nice guy, when even they, as the mother, didn't even choose the nice guy? Why are women sending their sons out to be slaughtered, crushed, thrown in the friend zone, only to watch the woman go out with the guy who she says breaks her heart, and she complains to the nice guy who's a great listening ear because he was told to be compassionate and caring and express his emotions and get into his feminine side? Is that what women want? Stop being ghost 007. Stop being nice, be an asshole. That's the way to go in life. Yeah, the asshole has become a term of endearment. So we're gonna light this conversation up. I'm gonna take a couple of calls, and if we have any bad boys in the house, like the real bad boys, the ones the ladies are looking for, I'd like to hear from you. But here's what I'd love to hear women join this conversation and help men understand, because I'm not even touching what I think is really at the source of this. But for the ladies, we're going to listen to you, and we want you to explain why. Why is it that you choose the bad boy? And then complain and say you've been a victim. So we want to hear from the ladies. We want to hear from the bad boys. And let me pull up this clip. Thought on someone else's Instagram. Here we go. Oh, that's too big. I'm going to do a screen share because I want you guys to hear straight from the ladies. I'm not going to make this up. I'm going to have zero opinions about this. Let's let the ladies tell this story. And then I'm going to take some calls. I see you guys in the house. But I'm going to play a clip, a short clip. It's from Instagram, Red Pill Awareness. He dropped this link. And clip is the catalyst for how I chose the topic. Once I saw it, I was like, this is a great topic of discussion. Is that Marquette? I see you in the house on Instagram. Sydney, always love seeing you. You have great comments, so I'm looking forward. I know you're going to have a great contribution on this conversation. So let's get... All right, guys. This was my motivation for the topic today. You'll hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Listen to the women talk about why they believe nice guys finish last.
Nice guys finish last.
Oh, always. Every time nice guys don't finish last.
No, do they even finish?
You got to be dick in the beginning, and then once you're committed, you got to be nice. I love you.
One woman said the nice guys even finish. Next woman says you have to be a dick in the beginning and then be nice. I mean, Look, you know how people say you can't make this up. This is coming straight out of the mouths of women.
You're a nice guy, but I'm looking for, like, a guy that doesn't let me overpower him. You're a nice guy? I'm probably not going to reply.
Oh, they say they want a nice guy. But do they really mean it? Look, yeah, we really mean it. Well, Your Tango recently released a list of the 12 brutally honest reasons why nice guys just don't get the girl.
Aww.
Some of the reasons listed are they're too predictable, they come off as weak, and the sex just isn't as mind-blowing.
So this is someone did a study on this, and this is coming off weak, predictable, and the sex isn't as mind-blowing. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, what if a douchebag came up to you wanted to get your number?
No.
No?
No.
So I have no chance.
No, you're hot.
So he admitted to being a douchebag, and the woman just says, oh, you're hot, and watch her next response.
Should we get out of here?
What kind of men do you want? Women absolutely love a confident man. And the problem with women wanting bad boys is that oftentimes the bad boys are very confident.
Is it possible for me to be too much of an asshole?
No!
The more asshole you are, the more perfect.
No,
you guys got to be hearing this. So I'm going to play the rest of this. It's about 30 seconds left. Let's get the likes up, guys. When you come in, smash that thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, subscribe. I'm going to bring you guys great content. I'm going to give you some knowledge. You're going to walk away with a perspective. This is not about it being right or wrong. This is looking at the world. If you want to play basketball, you need to understand the rules of engagement, how to dribble, what's out of bounds, how do you score, how do you get 2 points, 3 points. So this is the world we live in. I think this is going to be the last discussion here. So let's get the likes up, guys. Smash that like, that thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed to me, subscribe to my channel. I've dropped my PayPal, my Cash App. Your support is always greatly appreciated. And let's get the rest of the show on the road. And Red Pill Awareness, thank you for this.
Remember. Mrs. Lucas, Mr. Lucas says you had a great relationship.
Yes, we had a wonderful relationship.
Why don't you tell me what was wonderful about it?
It was wonderful. We were like best friends. I believe, you know, he's my soulmate. Everything was fine except he was too nice.
So how many women talk about soul? They want a soulmate and they want unconditional love. And this woman actually found that guy, my best friend, a great relationship, a soulmate. She used the word, I found my soulmate. But he was too nice. This is coming out of a woman's mouth. And I understand you ladies are going to say, not all, I got it. I really don't want to hear that line. Because we're listening to women who say the more asshole, the better. The guy who was a soulmate, too nice. You ladies are saying this. This is not men having opinions and bashing. These are the words of women.
It's too nice.
I mean, how does one be too nice to one?
So the last guy that you dated, asshole or nice guy?
The last guy did it. Okay, definitely the asshole.
Nice guys finish last.
Oh, always. Always. Every time.
That's that. Not my thoughts, guys. Not my thoughts. Not at all. I don't even have to have an opinion. I don't have to have a dog in a fight. What's going on, Manuel's wife? Good to see you in the house, man. So you guys heard it straight from the ladies. And why they love the asshole. Why nice guys finish last. Hey, Lando. So this is something that we need to deal with, this whole idea of getting milk for free. Because when we say that, it's like we're saying men are worthless. We have no value in sex. I mean, one, we carry life. So without us, without the seeds, there's no life. There's no plants. There's no food, nothing. Seed carry life. We carry life. Two, come on, we're doing most of the work in sex. And she's getting pleasure out of it also. If she doesn't understand her body, shame on her. That's negligence and a lack of sexual maturity. And usually if a woman is sexually immature, she's most likely immature in life in general. So I have a couple of people. I want to take some calls. Area code 870 on 605. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from? 870, you go first.
Good evening, kid. How's it going, man?
What's going on? So we're talking about the nice guys and assholes.
Great topic, kid. I'm glad you chose this topic. It couldn't have been another good, decent topic, man, than right now.
All right. So what do you think of this topic?
We need this because it's cliche as it sounds, and I just got off the your comment section with Orlando. If I told him, Ted, that Jesus Christ can't change these assholes, what make these broads think they can change the asshole? And then I asked Lando to make that make sense. And that's what we get. They want to lay up with that type, but then want to turn around and then they looking for something a little bit less aggressive and more predictable, they call it. They want somebody consistent after the fact.
Well, you heard one woman said, be a dick in the beginning and then be nice.
But it's too late. You done gave your body away. That's the most precious thing a woman got is her body to you. You done gave your body away to all them different old crazy dudes. Now you ready to be submissive. Now you ready to be feminine. Now you ready to be on the main program. Now you ready to have kids now that your biological clock been ticking. Why ain't you focus on any of those things ahead of time, T? No, they want to go out and have their whole feed. They want to go out here and ride the train, do all that crazy, stupid stuff. When you should have been trying to secure your husband. Correct me if I'm wrong, T. I'm going to slow down, but correct me if I'm wrong. You can correct me at any time.
No, that does lead to a problem, right? So the nice guy ends up finishing last because she's gotten, even if she's really hot, like she's a Ferrari, she has high miles. A high mile Ferrari isn't very as valuable as a low mileage Ferrari. So,
nah, but the only thing about a high mileage vehicle, Ted, that I can see some investment in, there's a 56, what they call that thing, a 56 Ferrari. Or a Jaguar from that area. Now you're finna talk about making some money. But everything on age like them antique automobiles, kid. I say that and need it like that.
You have to have low miles on it to do that.
But anything with high mileage, you're finna make some money off of it. But you got to put some money in it, kid.
That's the problem. Definitely. It's going to have problems. Low compression. Gonna have problems. Oil leaking. You're gonna have all kind of problems.
If anybody know that, you know that better than me, cause I heard you mention you and your father worked on automobiles back in the day.
We did.
So I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Good. 605. Area code 605. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey Ted. Hey Kendricks. This is Joe. How are you guys doing?
All right. Good to have. Thanks for calling, man. What's going on? What do you think of this topic?
Sure. I love this topic. Love this topic. I'm with Kendricks 98%. The 2% that I disagree with is that he believes that the woman's body is precious. I don't. I think her, what makes the female a woman is not her body. It's her mindset. It's her belief system. If she knows how to actually handle a relationship, if she understands how she can appreciate a man, how she can respect a man for who he is, that's what makes her valuable. The body, she can be hot. She can be this Ferrari that you're making an analogy with. But there was a story of a girl who thought because she was hot that she was worth practically millions. So she got into a conversation with an investment banker. And the investment banker told her, at the beginning, you may think you're hot, but you are a wasting asset. The older you get, the more worthless you become. So I like that particular retort that he did. I also was on a show years ago, and I was talking about this particular topic. And from the woman's mouth, the women were live on the show. And I said, okay, define for me what your most perfect man is. They couldn't define it. So I went down the line, and I mentioned a few characteristics, and they agreed. One woman said, yes, that would be the perfect man. Do you know another woman jumped in, and she said, nah, because he would be boring. The sensitive, the considerate, the thoughtful, the one who remembers the anniversaries. And even if you were a strong man, if you have those characteristics that were mentioned in your clip, predictable, considerate, they still would not consider him as valuable as the so-called asshole. Can you believe that fucking shit?
I definitely do. That's why the topic's on the table. Keep going.
Well, that's okay. That's basically it. I wouldn't consider myself the bad boy, but what happens is that when you have more respect for yourself than you do for the average female, they may consider you a sort of a bad boy. I'm not the stereotypical bad boy like you see, like a James Dean, et cetera. I don't even want to be considered the bad boy. I had nothing against the bad boy, as long as they don't harm people. But if you're that Marlon Brando type, cool with me, Jack Nicholson, et cetera. But if you're let's say you're the typical American guy, and you start believing more in yourself and your value, your self-worth, than you do in the woman who shows up just because she has makeup on, they might consider you a type of a bad boy, but they still won't consider you an asshole. It's the assholes they go after, more so than the bad boys who are nice guys. The bad boys, or let's say the guys who have respect for themselves, they can balance themselves. They can balance themselves between being the bad boys and never being the asshole. But never being the kind of person that the average chick would say, good, but and perfect, but not good enough. So that's my diatribe for now.
Okay. All right. Okay. So just give me a second. Someone asked for the number. And this gentleman actually did a live stream on this also.
Cool.
I dropped it.
And
in,
we do need the women.
Go ahead.
We do need the women to call in.
Yeah.
Well, that was it. We need the women to call in.
I really, right, Kim?
Because this ridiculous here, gentlemen, this getting out of hand. This whole cliche, people making right wrong and wrong right.
Yeah, I'd like to hear women say exactly why they live this, you know, they make these choices. And then complain that the guy is, these men are horrible.
Or Ted, they make that. Oh, excuse me, Joe, real quick. They they make that point, Ted. Where all the men gone after the fact? They done been at the key man. They done been at the, you know, riding it. That carousel. I'm trying not to be vulgar on your show, but they've been riding that carousel for 20 plus 30 years or however many long. And now you looking for all the decent gentlemen type. But what they done realize, MGTOW and all them different movements done took its toll on America, Ted. But but please continue, Mr. Jew.
No, thanks, Kendrick. I was just going to say, there was a woman who had a show on Black Talk some years ago about relationships, and she was mentioning the very same characteristics that these women mentioned. She wasn't calling the men assholes, but she was calling them predictable and boring, and why women go for the bad boys. That was probably, if I remember correctly, the name of the title of the show. But, yeah, you're right, Kendrick. This crap has got to stop politically. Up is down, down is up. Socially for a long time, up is down, down is up. We want the good guys, but when we get them, no, we want the bad boys. You know, so
I mean,
stupid.
It's like they don't know whether they want two different dudes at the same time as Joe. They'll cheat on the decent man and go out there and get their back blowed out by the dude that they really love and that dude that really making them wet. But I'm looking like, now, how you going to marry one dude? And you know what I'm saying? And you turn around and get your back blowed out by the other dude that you were really looking at. If that's the case, Mr. Joe, why get married? Does
that
make any logical
right.
sense? Why would you put a decent dude through this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my standpoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. And the decent dude stand up for it because we've all been conditioned ever since we were kids to hold open doors for girls. Girls go first. Girls are sugar and spice and all things nice. And yet, daughters do not get any training whatsoever about how to treat guys. They get the training about how to look out for the bad boys. You know, don't let them get too close because they might hurt you. But no training about how men are supposed to be. Since we're the leaders, how they're supposed to be respected and appreciated for wearing the hat of the leaders. So that's another disconnect that I don't appreciate.
Real talk, and that's really where we need to boycott that Cynthia G. Get her taken down.
So the Lando said something. He said, "Ted, they don't value our seed. Society told them that men are beneath them." The problem comes when men buy into it also. So the idea of men believing that they're getting a woman for free, actually, she's getting us for free, and so we're paying for dates, which means we're paying for her company. Ultimately, means you're paying for sex, and we do most of the work with sex. We hold the seeds of life, and she's getting pleasure out of it too. And I said this already. If she's not, she doesn't know how to enjoy her body. She's responsible for not being sexually educated how to experience pleasure, because a woman's body, her vagina, even her nipples are designed to give her pleasure. And if she doesn't know how to experience that, then that's something going on her head. So. Men have to do something about how they've been indoctrinated with certain beliefs. Happy wife, happy life. You're all men want is one thing, and all the woman has to do is open her legs, and a guy should be happy. And he's getting the cow for free instead of paying for it, which implies marriage. All of this, men need to, like, just unlearn that and crash it all, because otherwise all this woman is teaching men how to devalue themselves.
And another thing, Ted, that's really why I make the point. That's the reason why we got a profession called call girls and escorts. Not your typical prostitute. I'm talking about high clientele women.
Even
for
that,
the man who got the money to spend like that, Ted.
Absolutely not. No man should ever have to pay for sex, ever.
No, that
never,
ain't what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that idea that you give a woman, a prostitute or a call girl money for sex is outrageous. It's outrageous.
What I'm saying is, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying it shouldn't be just strictly that if you know you can get it from anywhere, why get that strictly through marriage? That's the point I was making.
I understand. Men have been conditioned that it's proper and appropriate to pay a woman for sex. And that's how we're just being taught to devalue ourselves. But so we talk about the guy who's the asshole. He's got other commitments that are much more important because he knows he can get sex.
That's what I'm saying. Any man ain't know they can get that anywhere to it. But the difference between me and him is he ain't got no structure, no discipline. He ain't got nothing. Lord, let me, how can I put this to you?
Actually,
nothing along the lines of profession that you in. Those dudes can't offer nothing along in that line where you coming from. All he there to blow back out, and then he gone about his business. You know what I mean?
He's got structure and discipline to do that, though.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he the bane of society. He a dirtbag. He a scumbag.
He's got a mindset that allows him to accomplish the things that he wants to do, and he's got structure. He understands that you can condemn the guy, whether you call him a fuckboy, an asshole, hold on, Kendrick. So what I'm saying is that he's got the structure and discipline. If you're a business, you need to know who your customers are and what they want.
Yes, sir.
And then you provide it. That, I mean, there's no way around that. And if every human being looked at themselves as an individual business, you need to know who your target market is and what they desire and have the structure and discipline to support, to provide that. And so we criticize these guys, except they have the structure and discipline and understanding of what women want and they provide it. At least theoretically they provide it. Not all, some of them they can just talk a good game and they're not providing what the woman wants. But anyway, 901, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on, Ted? This is Robert from Memphis, brother. How you doing?
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, brother. To your topic, like I had said before, you know, like I said, that's the term I use, fuckboy. You know, a lot of women are attracted to the fuckboy because it's training through society. They, you know, you hear a lot of women talking about the bad boy, the asshole, the fuckboy. He will, they feel like they'll be protected. They'll be all this, that fantasy. What you see on TV, what's being promoted out there to them. Also, women are trying to change this asshole, fuckboy, like my brother was saying, the bum or whatever, so they can have a trophy piece, bring him out of the street, bring him out of his dysfunctional ways so I can show people, see, I changed him. But along the way, the woman is still getting messed over. And a lot of these women like these fuckboys because that's the environment they come out of. They daddy was a fuckboy. They brothers were fuckboys. You know what I'm saying? Cousins, you know, the neighborhood that they come from, the environment they come from. So they are used to being mistreated, but they look at it as that's how a man's supposed to do them. That's how they, you know, they had the 2-3 babies by them. You know what I'm saying? They in the street fighting for them and they paying and they doing all kinds of stuff because the reality is that's who they belong to. You see what I'm saying? That's who they belong to. That's why he gets that particular female. But just like on your topic, you said, why do the nice guy finish last? Really, the nice guy, why he's finishing last is because he's in the wrong race. You over here trying to get something that's not even on your mental or intellectual level. Yeah, she fine. Yeah, she got some ass on her and this, that, and another. But that ain't what you need, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And if you do get it, you supposed to treat it as what it has always been, a piece of ass. That is not something that you commit to.
I appreciate
you. See what I'm saying?
Here's the problem, Robert. Here's where the problem comes. There are more and more women who don't come out of that environment, and that's what they're choosing.
Well, that's true because, like I said, a lot of people do not want to leave their environment because it's comfortable. It has become normal to them. So when you try to speak to a woman, whether it's another woman or another man, she gets in her feels because, again, it's in her system. This is all she knows. She only knows these type of dudes, so that's what she wants.
Hold on.
But when the nice guy try to go ahead, brother.
Robert, you didn't hear me. I said there are more and more women who do not come from that environment, and they're choosing those guys.
Well, for those women that come from that environment and want that type of dude, again, it's society. You done had the series Power. You done had the Snowfall. In other words, let me have some adventure. Let me be called that bitch. Let me get treated like a hoe. I want to see what that's like. But usually those women that don't come from that environment, again, just like the women that are from that environment, in the end, they end up messed up. They paying what they weigh. They buying clothes. They doing the sex acts. They doing all this because they want to experience that because it's been trained that way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
If I may ask you, would you consider what we living in right now in the USA one giant social experiment gone wrong?
Yeah, it's a social experiment that we have messed up on. In other words, if you're talking specifically about the black community, it has always been that way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, as far as the thought and the thought and the hookup culture stuff still kind of new to me. You know what I'm saying? That's really why I ask. It's like we've been socially engineered for this stuff.
Well, yeah, today, like I said, it's been training. The female is being told you are a fluid depository. You are only a sexual object to a man. That's it. So what you need to do, you need to hold yourself out. You need to prostitute yourself out. Because when women open it, I need a man to pay my bills. Okay, if I pay your bills, you're going to do as you are told. You see what I'm saying? Even swap, no swindle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, prostitution has always been around. So a lot of women, yes, a lot of these women out here are prostituting themselves out for a cell phone bill, a burka bag, or whatever the case may be, some fur on their eyes and this, that, another. That's what they actually doing. But they talking about the game. Well, okay, you playing the whole game. And like I said, some men, like I heard Ted before I got on the show, I was listening on the YouTube thing, like he said, no man should have to pay for sex, but we also have men out here that are tricked. They always will be, because some men feel like, why do I need to do the conversation? Why do I need to talk? Why do I need to do all that? Let me go and put $200, $300, $500, $1,500 on the table. Get on your knees, lay on your motherfucking back. Let me throw a towel in your face, and I see you next week. So, but there are some men that have made it like that. You know what I'm saying? Out here on the town. But Ted is one. Men don't have to pay for sex.
That's true.
But they do. Because you're not strong enough. You don't have the charisma. You don't have the character where you are attracted. Some brothers, they are so introverted, they don't know how to hold a conversation. They don't know. And like I said, I put it like this is, using, you know, what Ted said. You don't know how to talk a woman out of drawers. You know what I'm saying? You just don't have it in you. So since you don't have it in you, you gonna pay. You see what I'm saying? It that's just what it is. Like I said, I was used in my lab. I use Future. The reason why Future is still able to have baby after baby, have baby mama after baby mama, is because there are some women just they clout chasing. So I can at least say I had a baby by this famous person, this individual right here. Doesn't matter if the child is going to have a blueprint of a man how to live his life. They just want to be able to have that clout.
So in other words, they just out here popping out babies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it's just not in the early 20s. You got women 30, 40, 50 years old still out here doing it. But but like I said again, these are the tired females. These are the females that, you know, like I said, when you go to the nice guy. I tell nice guy, that's just a term we use. I tell brothers all the time, look, if you ain't about paying for ass, you don't hold a conversation with them females. Them females are not on your level, man. They may be fine, but I'm gonna use Ted in corporate America. While you over here in the streets trying to fuck with this thot, you mean to tell me there ain't no sex ass gal in corporate America, a secretary, a junior partner, a vice president that you can't talk out of her drawers?
Hmm.
I mean,
good
they just
point.
Keep it real.
That's a good point.
Go ahead, Ted.
No, it's doing fine.
No, that's what I'm saying. I like I said, I don't want to talk about your area, but like I said, it's just the truth. I mean, that's sexy women in corporate America. Why you over here fucking with these? Why you in the streets? So that's something weak about you, because maybe your intellect is not as strong. Maybe your charisma is not strong enough to talk to the vice president, the junior partner. That's why you out here in these streets. And every time you go out here in the streets, you got the child support, you got the drama with the dudes and this, that, and another. That's on you. The nice guy finishes last because he's in the wrong race. You know what I'm saying? I'm a marathoner. These are sprinters.
But when you add marriage and contracts into the mix, now that's a whole other type of female now, wouldn't you say?
Well, when you marry, the first thing we have, you know, marriage is a roll of the dice. You know, it may last forever, it may not. But it's one thing that's definite. If I know that's a hoe, I'm not going to marry her. Yeah, it's a nice thing to say you can turn a hoe into a housewife, but in reality, hoes going to always make hoe moves. So if you're going to marry this hoe, you need to understand that. That she going to make whole moves sometimes, and you going to have to be a thicker skin enough, or you going to have to accept the fact that, hey, I married a hoe. So she going to make whole moves. So you also, when you look at marriage, you got to find somebody that is comparable to you, that's on the same level as you are. But like I said, marriage is a roll of the dice. It may last, it may not. But it depends on the man. Do you want to be married? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be married or not?
So
if you don't want to be married, you want to stay at the buffet and sample women, go ahead. There ain't no bad dude. Don't let society, well, you a hoe-ass dude. You ain't doing nothing but out here having fun with these women. I don't want to be committed.
Right. So, Robert, here's where...
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
What I was getting at. So you have women who come from the suburbs, family house, two-parent household. You know, middle class, and they'll want bad boys. But then you get these women, so you talk about finding women in corporate America, you get women who come out of the hood, they get advanced degrees, they get a job in corporate America, and they're still a hood rat with an advanced degree.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the challenge has come in. There's so many women, you know, between welfare and social programs that have given free education, that we took women out of, and I'm going to say it this way, we took women out of the gutter and gave them degrees, and now those women believe the degree puts her in a higher socioeconomic class, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same woman.
No.
She's still being a whore, because when you talk to women who are in corporate America, especially the young ones, and if they're not from the States, they will tell you that corporate women are very promiscuous. The single ones, they're out there in the streets. They run around. They stack up numbers of men.
Okay. I got you. Go ahead.
You don't know it because they dress nice. Rikers Island is a prison right here in New York. And
right.
There's a guy in my straight talk group. He works. He's one of the guards.
Counselor?
No, he's one of the guards. And so...
Correctional officer?
He's a correctional officer.
Right, that's...
Right, correctional officer.
That's it, Joe. Right, he's a correctional officer. So, the way Rikers Island is set up, you have to drive to a parking lot and then the prison is on an island. You can, the only way to get to the prison is the bus that takes you from the parking lot. So he's leaving work, and he's on the bus, and he said it was a ton of beautiful women, well-dressed, and he decided he would ask them questions. He interviewed them. They all had great jobs. They were well-educated, and they were in relationships with inmates. It's not even logical, but it's happening too much. Now, some of those women may have come from the suburbs, and a lot of them, it's what you were saying earlier, those are the guys they know. They grew up with those guys, and all they did was get a degree. They didn't change. They're still the same woman from the hood, the roundaway girl, I think LL Cool J called them, with the degree. They're hood rat with the degree. But if you can find this dilemma in women from lower socioeconomics and higher, so the question is maybe men have been lied to, and I'm going to tell you what I think we've been lied about, and we've been lied about women's sexual desire. We get told that men only want one thing, it's sex. Women don't want sex as much. It's not, sex is not as important to women as it is to men. And the driving force of what has so many women looking for the fuck boy or the bad boy or the asshole, because you can be a clean cut, middle class or affluent guy and be an asshole, and a woman will.
Yes, sir.
So, and you're not from the gutter, you're not from the hood, you are straight up affluent, generations of affluent, and you're an asshole. The women will want that guy.
But if you don't look a certain way, even in the hood, Ted, they ain't gonna fold with you.
Kendrick, he's up. So what I'm getting at is women really do want a sexual partner that's gonna knock their socks off. As much as we're told that women are innocent, made of sugar and spice and everything nice, delicate, fragile, women might want sex more than men, and men may be missing that. And their solution for that is the bad boy.
Well, see, and I totally 100, everything that you said, I agree. Now, for me, you made a statement, but I answered like you asked the question. One of the things men have to do when you're in corporate America, man, you know that's a hood rat. So when she kind of come out of her mouth a certain way, check that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man, we as men have to stop being afraid to speak. Check her. Hold on, baby. You know, basically, all you are is your degree. But you still from around the way. You don't come at me a certain way. You don't ask me certain things. I know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Even though I got the suit on, you know, I got the Brooke Brothers on, you know, whatever. I got the Creed on, you know, whatever. You know, I'm in corporate America, but also brothers got to understand, see, what happens to a lot of us men when we get in corporate America, we shed that toughness about us because we are afraid that something is going, and if it does, I know, I understand about harassment. I don't say all that. But sometimes men have to speak up and put these women in check. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, a lot of the guys in corporate America, they freak him out. I mean, take care of your business. I mean, if that's what they want, give it to them. Don't give them nothing else. Sometimes you got to put a woman in check. Baby, look, we both up here in corporate America. We make it. We got our parachutes. We got our golden parachutes. All I want is your ass. That's all the fuck I want. I don't want a relationship. You don't have to call me. You don't have to text me. But, you know, I might hit you up every now and then. Just like we do down here at the $50,000 a year, we need to do the same thing in corporate America. I mean, we just need to, like a lot of times, put these women in check. Stop being afraid to check these women a lot of times. Because a lot of times, like you
said, they are doing that. Women are doing that. Doing exactly what you just described. They're doing it in huge numbers. They rack up numbers. Because they do exactly that. We only need to have sex. What I'm saying is,
okay.
A lot of men need to acknowledge that women really do want and desire sex.
Yeah. They are freaks. Every woman got a hole in them. Regardless of how educated she is, regardless if she's come from suburbia, I can speak to that, give you my life story. Like I said, I went to Tennessee State University. The girls that came up, you know, they was making straight A's in schools and this, that, another. Man, the Kappas, the Omegas, the App, man, they turned into complete freaks once they got up there to the school. Yeah, you were making straight A's, but, baby, you still got that hole in you. Dudes ran through them. And like I said, the women are racking up numbers because that's what they want. Sometimes we just have to accept the woman for what she is. And a lot of us, brothers, we trying to turn a hoe into a housewife. Let her be what she is, man. Stop trying to change.
She ain't
gonna
be what she is with me, though.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, if you know this what this is, let her be what she is.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And move on to the next chick.
Well, Robert, I'm saying something else. I'm not talking about whether a woman is a whore. You can meet a woman and be the, she could be 25-year-old virgin, and you're the first guy. And if you buy into the belief that women don't need sex as much as men, she's going to go out and find it from a bad boy.
Right. That's what I mean.
She's from a two. She's not a whore. She's not out there doing. She doesn't have numbers. She is what you would classify as a good girl. And if you think because she's a good girl, she doesn't need sex as much, and she doesn't need to get rocked. You know, her socks knocked off. That's the thing that I'm getting. I'm getting at that. This is across the board. Yes, there are women who don't have much of a sex drive. I just think.
Right.
Men have been told that women are so delicate and fragile and they don't need sex as much. And, you know, we come from the foundation of the United States is Puritan, which is very suppressive, we suppress sex.
Right.
And and so we never got that out of the system of the U.S. culture. It's still part of it, still runs through the veins. And if you go live in other countries, you see it's not in those countries, and women have a very different attitude towards sex than what you see here.
Yeah, like in Israel. Yeah.
So women, I
understand totally what you're saying, Ted. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get men to understand. I agree with you, Ted.
Hold on.
Men
even,
need to understand.
Hold on, yeah. Robert. Even women here try to hold that image up that they don't want sex much. So they don't even always know how to communicate with the guy what they need. So
and it's not to blow smoke at you, but that's where we as men have to tell these brothers. Sometimes, man, look, understand. Sometimes what she really needs is to be tightened up, and sometimes it ain't about sit down, let's have a conversation, let's talk this out. No, sometimes she needs to be tightened up. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. Some women. They do. Women want sex just as much as men do. But men have to understand, sometimes it's a conversation, sometimes you need to go ahead and knock her socks off, man, so she can shut the fuck up. That's just being real with it. Now, is that where you, I know, that's what I'm saying, I'm feeling where you coming from. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you lay pipe, you'll have a lot less problems out of a woman.
Yes, sir. And that's where a lot of men mess up. You know what I'm saying? You're not laying the pipe. Well, maybe you chasing the bag and this, that, and other. Sometimes, man, you got to consider that, too, is you mow into the bag. Now, if you're going to bring a gal in your life, man, you have to make some time to tighten up. Because a lot of time, brothers, you out here chasing, running the bag. That's when Pook and Ray Ray show up. Well, man, I done did the burka bag. I done did the hand, this, that, and all. No, because you wasn't laying no fight. You was out there chasing that motherfucking bag and shit. If you really want to keep this woman, you're going to have to lay, like you said, Ted, you got to lay the pipe. It ain't always about let's communicate. Let's sit down and work out this issue. Sometimes the woman needs to be tightened up.
Hey, look,
and I agree with you 100%.
Sex is the best communication you can have.
Yes, sir. I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you may just throw ass over the couch, shut the fuck up. Come here. I mean, it is what it is. You going to treat me? Yeah, I'm going to treat you like this. And the next thing you know, man, she up under you. You know what I'm saying? We just
I used to be a co-host on a relationship. I used to be the co-host on a relationship show years ago. And it was with a chick from England. And she used the same terminology that Ted was using, lay the pipe. And she said that as far as she was concerned, as long as the guy knew how to fuck well, that was her major reason for staying with him. That was the major reason why she wanted to be with him. It wasn't about conflict resolution. It wasn't about the guy trying to communicate. It was about, as she said, laying the pipe. So, so that's very true. And Ted, about guys not knowing that girls need sex, I think that guys for decades now have been realizing that girls really have the same kind of sex energy and sex motivation as much as guys do. I know we come from a Puritan background, but I think guys have been knowing that for a long time.
But it's just not coming out. It's men were afraid to say it, because I wouldn't say afraid. They were drowned out. And a lot of men just shut up and just shut down. But you see men now standing up and just, it's happening. This is not something that is going to go away. Men are telling it like it is, man. And like I said, give my boy props. Ted is just telling the truth. I mean, a lot of times, man, we look at these women, we think, oh, that's delicate. That's a flower. You need to pick that flower, man. Don't just stand there and look at it. Pick it. See what it is.
Kevin Samuel show telling them the raw truth. And he ain't being derogatory with him. He ain't cussing them out. He ain't dogging them out. Brother telling me, he telling them the truth. The truth hurt, y'all.
Here's one of the things women are looking for. They're looking for freedom. They're looking for, and when you say sexual freedom or sexually liberated, it's not that she's sleeping with 100 guys. It's that she's with a guy who's not going to judge her for any kind of, like, sexual proclivities. Anything that she wants to do, and I'm not saying in a way she's going to leave you, but she needs to be able to just, like, release the Kraken. You know, she needs to be able to do that. Release the Kraken.
People are not sexually compatible with each other, dude. That's the problem.
But we've been told that, like someone was just saying, women are so delicate and fragile and women don't want sex as much, and that's what they believe. There are a lot of guys that believe women don't have a big sex drive. And if you get a woman to release the Kraken, I'm telling you, you're going to see Niagara Falls, man.
Yes, sir.
But the thing about it is,
we got to stop playing the role. Like I said, I'm in corporate America or whatever I do for a living. That's out in the world. When I'm at home, look, baby, I'm going to do some freaking shit. That's what we finna do. And the woman should be allowed, baby, whatever you need, I'm going to go ahead and do that to you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But a lot of us, like you said, that Puritan conversation, we as adults, 30, 40, 50 years old, we don't have those sexual conversations. We don't ask what she like. We don't, well, baby, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to hang from the chandelier? Do you want to do it in the right? Tell me what you want, and I give it to you. And that shocks a lot of women when a man comes at them like that. They like, I ain't never had a man to come to me like that. That's what the like I said, the asshole, the bad boy, the fuck boy do. He comes through and knocks her off.
He'll cross boundaries, and that's what she wants, to be able to not have. She doesn't want to be constrained. She wants to be able to cross boundaries. Hey Joe, I know you want to do something, and after you, Joe, I want to take area code 310. And area code 848. So go ahead, Joe, and then 310.
Okay. What they ultimately are looking for, they want sex. They want sex from the bad boy in particular. They want sex from the nice guy. But even if they get sex from the bad boy, right, who doesn't judge them, like you're talking about, Ted. Sure. Ultimately, they still want somebody who is a bad boy, because if the guy is laying down the pipe and he's satisfying her, but at the same time, if he's still a nice guy, a predictable person, somebody that they can count on, too often in their own minds, they're going to get tired of it, even if the sex is good. So what the bad boy offers, now they're not even saying bad boys in the clips, they're saying assholes. They want guys who will treat them like shit. They want guys that they say, that the guys will say, I'll call you on Friday, but I won't call until next week, or if call it that. They want a guy who will be nice on Monday, but treat them like shit on Tuesday. They literally want some guy, not just to give them a challenge, but to be somebody who's going to mystify them with their corrupt, with their attitude of, I'm a fucked up guy, and they go for it. Like you were talking about with the, like I was talking about one time, Charlie Manson. Who got the most letters and love letters when he was in jail?
Why have some free?
Charlie Manson. O.J. Simpson, when he got convicted, got love mail. The girls you were talking about, Ted, went at Rikers Island, okay? Because they love the real assholes. Not about the bad boy, tough guy, strong man. They want the scumbag, and that is stupid. That shows the real corrupt nature of the female, who will actually prefer somebody who will abuse them rather than somebody who is
strong. Here
we go.
Check in is up front, miss. Checking in.
Air code 310. 310.
Go to the front.
310.
Shit.
310. Until I finish, okay? 310. So they really want the guy who is really fucked up in the head.
That happened.
Now go ahead, 310.
310, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is right. West Coast. Hello?
We got you, man. Keep going.
Yeah, speak.
Oh, yeah. Hello, gentlemen. Hey, y'all been listening in, and I just wanted to put my little 2 cents in here. Okay. The corporate hood rat and the regular hood rat, there's no difference. There's no difference, okay? So, no, she's polished up, but she's still a freak, just like my man was saying. She's just more polished up. David Carroll elaborated to this many years ago. I mean, whatever they like is what they like. Whatever they've been accustomed to doing, they're still going to... That's going to be their preference. You know, they'll try to cover it up from time to time with a little education. A lot of these women are educated, but they're not sophisticated. The sophisticated one will be the one that might take you a little longer to really figure out what's going on with her. But the straight hood rat that's got a little education or some degree or whatever, she's going to be easy to figure out. And the same thing is the fuck boy, I mean the bad boy, the jerk, the mystery dude. If you're a businessman or you're in a relationship with a woman, you got responsibilities and a family to take care of, but you don't have time for a bunch of damn drama. So I'm just saying that you're going to be in a vulnerable situation if you don't have time to be mysterious. Can you gentlemen hear me?
Yeah, keep going, man. You're fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You don't have time for all of this mind games and stuff. You got a business to run. I mean, you can say you got a business to run. You got stuff to be handled. You got stuff. You got a lot of, you know, it's like my man was saying, chasing the bag. You're chasing the bag. You're being responsible. You're being productive. You're doing what you need to do for you and yours. You probably even giving her a lifestyle that she probably don't even deserve. But while you out doing that, Tyrone coming in the back door, laying wood to your bitch. So what you gonna do? What she gonna do?
Here's the situation, how you handle that. As we have seen, you saw Bill Gates, you saw Jeff Bezos, you saw Elon Musk. All these brothers, one of the things that you have to understand, when you get to certain levels in life, if you're not able to take care of that woman at home, you taking care of that crib, you got to understand, man, look, okay, this woman going to do this because I'm chasing this bag. You also going to have to have a release for yourself. It's just like Bill Gates. Everybody was tripping off Bill Gates, but you see what Bill Gates was messing with on the side with his wife. Looked 10 times better than what his wife looked like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't
a lot of times what you got to do is, man, when you get to certain levels in your life, when you chasing that bag, you might have to deal with the fact that, look, hey, baby, you know, look, if some men actually tell their women, hey, baby, do what you got to do because, look, I'm chasing this bag. Like you said, the asshole, the dude is that. Sometimes you got to, baby, go do what you got to do. You know, if you got to have another dude, go take care of that. Because, goddamn it, when I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm finna have a gal take care of that, too. Because you just ain't, you know, when you flying here, you flying there. That's what a lot of these ladies don't realize. When you get with men that are productive a lot of times, yeah, they need the pipe lay. But sometimes, sister, you got to, you know, accept the fact that, look, maybe this man out here, while he's out of town or whatever the case may be, he going to get him a little taste. You know what I'm saying? Don't get in your feelings because this is the life that we lead. Because if I'm at home with you all the time, I ain't chasing. That bag is finna get choked. It's finna get choked. So a lot of times what you have to do when you get to certain levels in your life, you have to accept the fact that, you know, maybe she might be fucking the pool dude. But you also might be messing off with the guy that changed the sheets in the hotel. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real.
All right. Well said. Hey, let me take another call. Area code 408-408. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's busy over here in Cali on the West Coast. How you doing?
All right. What's your name again?
Busy.
Benji. Thanks for calling, Benji.
No, Busy. B-U-S-Y. Busy.
Okay, busy. All right, thanks for calling, man. So we're having an engaging conversation. Why does the asshole get the girl while the nice guy finishes last? That's what we're talking about. What are your thoughts on this topic?
I have a lot of thoughts about it. You know what I mean? I really do. But I don't think – I hear you all talking about this word relationship, but I hear that word a lot, you know, and I laugh when I hear it because in my experience, if you're going to have a relationship with somebody outside of yourself, you got to be able to trust them because they're honest with you and they pay attention to how you feel, man. That's why you ain't invisible in that setting. But – I found that people want to try to control your ass and manipulate you. And if you got any feelings about that shit, they'd be trying to exploit you. And I'm thinking, man, you ain't messing with me. Get back up off me.
When you look at the relationship, well, it is what it is. A relationship, a situationship, whatever you want to call it. What you have to understand is if you're not really – if you out there having fun, or if a sister come to you and say that's what she want, you both have to be real. Put your feelings in your back pocket. We ain't got time for feelings out here now. I'm just, you know, I'm here to satisfy you sexually, or whatever the case is. You here to satisfy me sexually. Now I know
what's
people say, well, feelings. Uh huh.
What's that got to do with anything? That's just you know, anybody can do that. You know what I mean? That's just friends
well,
or whatever
you
want.
If you're looking for a relationship, that's why I said the nice guy finished last. You need to come away from the arena and go over where the women that want a relationship. They want feelings.
But hold on.
They want.
I do a lot of counseling, man. I counsel a lot of people because they get themselves all
mm-hmm.
mixed up. You know what I mean? What happens
mm-hmm.
is these guys look at the woman like she's the prize, and they jump into this thing, and then they get all messed up, you know what I mean? What they love and what they hate gets all messed up, and they take this messed up stuff and jump around with each other, and they can't figure anything out. And then what I got to do is I got to tell them, look, man, if you're a guy, man, you know what I'm saying, you stand up to take a piss instead of sit down, man, you better fucking people what I'm getting, you better people what I'm getting ready to say, dude, because you're the prize, okay? And if you don't know that, then, man, you fucked up. You need to come to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Like I said, the woman is the prize. We all prizes.
No, 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 no.
You
didn't hear me.
You worth something.
No, the guy is. The guy is. The guy is the prize.
Okay.
That's how the girl. The girl looks at you. Okay. When she looks at you,
however you want to look at it. But like I said again, if you looking for the relationship thing, go over there. If it's just a situationship. That you know that you can get ass anywhere, but if that's what you're doing, you can't have no feeling.
Right, Robert.
You can't
I think
have no feeling.
I think he's saying something different. And then I want to say something. And 848, I want you to jump in here. So I think what he's saying is that guys get mixed up because they put it's calling a woman a prize is putting her on a pedestal, and the guy is really kind of screwed up.
Uh-huh.
He's putting more value into the woman than he does into himself. And that's what I was saying, why men shouldn't be paying for sex, because once you pay, you say she's worth more than you sexually than you are. And that screws up. That screws up the whole ecosystem in dating or anything. But hold on.
Hey,
848, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from?
Hey, what's up? This is Dwayne from New Jersey.
Going on, Dwayne? Thanks for calling, man.
All right. All right. Yeah, well, I'm going to speak from, because I'm married, but back in the day when I was single, I agree with busy. You know, if you're looking for a relationship, then find somebody that wants that relationship. If you don't want a relationship, then, you know, you deal with somebody and just be honest with them, you know, and say, hey, this is what it is. Now, as far as, like, calling women whores and bitches and shit, now, if you looking just to fuck, all right, you just as bad as she is. That makes you a whore. We kind of stereotype condition, you know. So what's good for us is not good for the women. So, you know, it's like maybe one day that whore, what you call a whore, maybe she get tired of being a whore and she's decides to change. Based on my experience when I was single, and based on my experience when I was single, it's like that movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, Robin Gibbons. Okay, he was a fuck boy, male whore. He met his equal, you know. He met his equal, and all of a sudden he wanted a relationship, but she just wanted to fuck. You know?
And that's what I was. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but he couldn't handle it, you know. And I was in those shoes. I've been there before. I think all of us been there. You hook up with, you're the religious guy, so you know. But you know, I experienced it. You know, where I was into somebody, and you know, they let me know she was a dentist, and she let me know I wasn't her man, but she would tell me. After spending a weekend with me, or I may go over her place, spend the weekend, she let me know you're not my man. I'm like, all right, it is what it is. But then all of a sudden, when I got in your feelings. I got in my feelings, but you know what? After I got tired of running around, because, I mean, I was still doing me. You know, I was still doing me. You know, like she told me, if she wanted to fuck somebody, she was going to do it. I'm like, you know, my thing was, if you're going to do it, just do it. You don't have to tell me or throw it in my face because I'm going to do it regardless. And then when I end up finding somebody who I really like, really wanted to be with and got tired of running around with her, you know, I was honest with her. I said, I can't do it no more, you know, and she got mad.
Right.
Now she caught up in her feelings, but all I wanted to do was get the upper hand. That was my whole thing. Get the upper hand because once she had the upper hand. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, what I'm saying, a lot of times when people do that, she saw that, you know, you were no longer in your feelings. Let me get my food back. Let me bring my food back in here. Oh, I'm messed up about you and this other woman gone about your bed. You were always a piece of ass, and that's what it was. And I got caught up in my feelings trying to love somebody that's what I'm saying. You have to know who you are. If you a whole ass dude, live that life until you ready, like you said, to settle the fuck down. You got to understand, regardless of how good the woman is, you can't let your feelings get involved, because all I'm doing is at the buffet table. That's all I'm doing. I'm at the buffet table.
But you got to practice.
Hold on, everyone. So a point has been raised, and I don't want to step over it. So I'm going to present it as a question. So, you know, the conversation is, why does the asshole get the girl while the nice guy finishes? And just to clarify, the asshole doesn't have to be like the thug or some low-class guy. He could be an affluent dude.
I'm the nice guy.
With plenty, you know, who comes from money, and he's just got his priorities straight, and he doesn't put a woman on the pedestal, right? He's seen as an asshole, right? So he's got his priorities. A woman is not his priority, and he makes it clear. So, but what I'm after in this question is what Dwayne said, is that he wanted the upper hand. So, are women choosing assholes because
he's
got some kind of upper hand, and maybe even the guy
doesn't. Ladies love
outlaws, I think. I just think it depends. You know, if you meet somebody and you like that person, and you think, okay, you know what, I'm tired of running. I think this is the one for me. You know, all relationship that's new is always good. Like Terrence said in that movie, Best Man, right?
Hold on. I'm asking a question, right? So listen to the question. Is it really that, you know, I said it comes down to sex, but is it also about having an upper hand? So if a woman knows, if she has a mindset that you get hurt in relationships, so I'm gonna only put myself in situations where I never get my feelings involved. I'm just sex and have a good time, and I'm gonna have an upper hand as long as. So if she goes to the guy who is a nice guy and treats her right, she just might start have feelings. And she loses her upper hand.
I got you.
With a fuck boy, she can know that she can control her feelings and say, look, this is just about sex. Whether she says it, you know, to his face, or she just has that in her mind, and that's what I'm going to do. So is that, you think, part of it, some kind of upper hand it gives a woman to protect herself?
Yes. And a lot of women do that, and men do it too. We always pick somebody that's below our game, because we can spit it to an end. We can control ourselves. It's the upper hand. I know, like you said, the woman. I know this dude is crazy about me. I know this dude really likes me and this, that, another. So I'm more in control. He likes me more or loves me more than I like or love him. So that's what I'm saying. But when she fuck with the bad boy, she knows she ain't got no upper hand, because really, love ain't got nothing to do with this. Like ain't got nothing to do with this.
That's the upper hand. That is her upper hand. She doesn't get emotionally attached. She may be trying to change him, and she may start to get put an investment in it. But I'm just wondering if initially she's choosing the fuck boy because she can control herself. She knows what this is about.
She choosing that dude just for the heck of choosing him, Ted. That's all it is.
The fuck boy.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah,
I got you.
Because, Dwayne, when you said you just wanted the upper hand, see, you once you said you pulled back, she lost her upper hand, and now she started coming towards you.
Right. Yeah, that's when then she realized, you know, it's like, oh, shit, he's got the upper, you know, and this is just me the way saying what she probably was thinking. I don't know what she was thinking. Or maybe
right.
she just said, well, fuck him. Maybe she just said, well, fuck him, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I mean, yeah.
But
yeah.
I wanted, you know, that was my whole thing. I wanted to get control. I wanted that upper hand. I was that, you know, when I saw that movie Boomerang, that was me. It was so funny. I was like, I used to sit by the phone, wait for her to call, because like my man said, I got caught up in feeling. I forgot. You know, when we started out, we said we weren't going to have no feeling. It was this is what it was going to be. But I spent so much time there, you know, staying over her place. I did. I got caught up in the feelings. And then, you know, I think one day when she was leaving, I wanted her to spend the night. She was like, for what? You know, and then she went on a trip. She went on a trip. And I said, call me when you get there. She said, so if I got into an accident, what you going to do? You going to come down to Maryland, you know, see if I'm okay? Yeah, she was talking trash, and I was like, oh, you know, I felt like the woman. That's how I was feeling. I felt
uh-huh.
like, damn, she done turned everything around. And that freaked me out because now I want my manhood back. I want that control.
But
see,
you
got
what,
a book out.
What I'm saying, Dwayne, is as long as you were being like a fuckboy, she could be in control of herself. She's not worried about you
right.
doing things to make her have feelings, which means she stays in control of her emotions. But if
right.
you're the nice guy and doing all this irresistible stuff, all the stuff that women typically want, and if she thinks she's not worth all those nice things, she's going to avoid you, right? Because she just might lose control. But if she goes to the fuckboy, to
right.
the arrogant dude who's never going to care about her, then she doesn't have to care either, because now those are the rules of engagement. We don't care, but what she's hoping is that she can lay it on you and make you care, and now she's got the upper hand. But
right.
for some women,
yeah.
it backfires, right? They get the fuckboy, and then they start
right.
to
right.
hold loose because he lays the
right.
pipe so well, he now has feelings for him.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. I think it's more
here?
Of a challenge. I think it's more of a, you know,
I don't know. I don't know
woman,
who you guys
woman,
are, man.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Someone go. Everyone go on mute if we're not talking. We can hear you speaking to someone
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more of a challenge. A woman looks for a challenge. You know, she doesn't want, like, I mean, yeah, she's attracted to the fuck boy, the bad boy, right? But then again, She wants the nice guy, but she wants a challenge. If that nice guy is like, you know, he opens the door, he does all these, you know, like just cater to her needs and agree with her on everything, and, you know, then he's not a challenge. You know, so she's looking for, I think more so that a woman is looking for a challenge than a man. She don't want him to agree on everything. But some things, you know, you can have a disagreement with. You understand?
Right. I understand that. Yeah, Robert was saying that before.
Yeah.
Right. She's going to change the bad boy into a nice guy. So now he's got this so-called edge. But see, what he's also delivering, what she's hoping is the bad boy has no sexual boundaries and he's laying pipe well and she can just change him into a nice guy. So a lot of women want Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde wrapped up in one guy.
Technically,
right.
yes.
Right.
So
Well, a freak in you want a freak in the bedroom, but then you want a gentleman or a lady out in public.
Well, yeah, but it's beyond just the bedroom because it's what Robert was saying in protection, right? So if you're a man who's fearless and you're not afraid of boundaries, people are less likely to bother her. She'll be protected. And then the other thing, people who are successful usually don't have as many boundaries as people who are not successful. People who break rules usually are, not usually, but a lot of people who break rules can be successful because they don't just stay within the lines. They create new industries. They create new businesses. They do all kinds of things. People who are willing to break rules. So if a guy is a bad boy or, you know, or arrogant, a woman is looking at that also. So this guy could be successful because he's not afraid to go beyond the normal boundaries in life.
Right.
But so
she's free sexually, and she's looking for a guy who provides a level of physical protection, but apparently she's not looking for emotional protection. Because a lot of those go
back. Hey, country boy, she's never yours, country boy. She's never yours.
Trust no thieves, Arab, or whoever I end up with, I'm going to break both his legs, and I'm going to hand him to him. And I'm going to make a statement out of him, whoever he is. I'm going to make a statement.
Country boy,
I ain't trying to be
country
real
boy.
Crazy and bug on you.
Country boy, you
heard
can never
that
own
statement. I done heard that statement.
You can't
what
own
you
it,
say,
country
like
boy. You can't
record.
Own it.
That's a lie from the
you can never own. You can't own it, country boy. You can never own it.
And the worst thing
take
is
take that bat and break that bat off up in here.
You can't be upset with the guy because the woman is the one who made it happen.
Look, Ted, I can whoop her too, and I can whoop you. Both of them gonna get that beating right there again.
It doesn't matter because she knew she was going to have sex with him way before she had it. She's going to make that decision. It's just a matter of when. And so usually
right,
a woman,
right.
It's got to be planning and a setup. She's got to get comfortable with him. And if she's married, she really has to get comfortable to make sure he's not going to blow her cover. So it's going to take some time. So that means a lot of intention and a lot of planning. And so the guy, it's not that the guy was a victim. A lot of married women are leading men. And I know some guys have a difficult time hearing that because she's already making the plan of what she's going to do with the guy. And you didn't stop that. I mean, you can lock her in a room somewhere. I don't know if you want that kind of wife where you just keep her locked in a closet. That's a sex doll, so.
Yeah, and if she goes out, you know, even if you were dating and if she's your wife and, you know, and she goes out, women know, they know how to play the game too, you know.
Oh, I do too.
They know,
I'm on the cover too.
Yeah, they know how to play the game, you know, so just like a man, you know. But she'll come home and you won't even know that she had sex with another guy. You know.
So how she know I ain't got her bug? How you know that? Let's just say for the argument's sake.
Well, two wrongs don't make it right, but I tell you what.
Yeah,
she,
but a couple of left and a couple of right hand will make it right.
Yeah, but why put yourself through that? Just say, you know what, let's just
go
our
separate
ways.
No, if you're going to cheat, stay out there in the street. Don't bring that over here with me.
Right.
Stay
right,
out there where
right.
you
That's what I. Yeah, stay out there. You go your separate way, I go my separate way. You know?
That's what I'm talking about. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, yeah, they can be on brawl some back to kill you. Yeah, baby,
mm-hmm.
I've been out with such and such and such, but you don't even know she done brought you a STD.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You know?
That's how crazy
yeah.
this stuff is.
Uh-huh. You know, but if you're happy at home, you don't have nothing to worry about. You know, I had a conversation.
Go ahead. I really want to peel down these layers on why women are choosing the arrogant, the asshole, the fuckboy. I want to stay on that. I don't want to go all over the place. If she's married and still choosing, because that happens, right? She marries a nice guy, so she's getting older, and she still wants to have sex with the bad boy. I mean, what do you think that's about?
That
I don't
one
know
I,
what
I
it's about.
The,
it's some
yeah.
psychological mess up.
I think it's maybe it's, you know, that challenge. You kind of get comfortable, you know, in a relationship, you know. Maybe the husband ain't doing what he's supposed to do, or the wife ain't doing what, you know. Well, I'm not going to say husband. Let's say you're talking about single guys, right, Ted?
No, I said, what if you're married? Okay. You're married, she's married to a good guy, and she still wants to have sex with the bad boy.
Well, you got to remember, at one time, one was a freak and one was the bad boy before they even got married. So, you know, it's like maybe now the thrill is out of one of them, the thrill is gone. So she might be like, you know what, I just want to go get something different. I want to get the bad boy. At least with the bad boy, I know what it is. I know he's not going to get caught up in the feelings because I got to get back home, you know.
So
that could be something like that.
That's the control I was talking about. She can be in, why when you brought that up, I think that's more important than people realize.
Yeah. You know, it's control, but not for the bad boy.
She has the upper hand with the bad boy because she's not going to get involved with him. So she has control.
Right. She has control, but also the bad boy got to realize this is a married woman that he would be messing around with, or vice versa. It could be the opposite, you know. I'm gonna tell you, you know, I was married once before. I got married young, you know. I know with my first wife, soon as I said I do, it was over. You know, I thought, you know, that I can go out and do what I want, stay out as late as I want. And I spent 3 weekends out. I didn't come home. And it got to the point she was like, are you coming home? What are you going to do tonight? Are you coming home? And I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I come home? But I didn't come home. You know, I stayed out, but I had an excuse for every weekend. But I got caught, you know. I end up getting caught. And the girl, one of the girls, because it was more than one, but one of the girls, what she did was she set me up at a theater. She wanted to go to a movie theater on Sunday, and my ex-wife was there. And that's because she ended up telling one of her relatives that knew my wife, ex-wife, that I was going to be there, and I got caught. You know, so that girl ended up messing things up between us because I said, you know, I know you set me up, and now the relationship is over. But she just figured, you know what, I can mess things up, and then I'll have them to myself. And now that
so you were a bad
up,
boy,
you can't.
You were a bad boy.
Right. Yeah. I was a bad boy then.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, being that she messed things up, if she would have just left things alone, who knows? You know, we probably would have been still seeing each other till this day, and that's talking about over 40-something years or something like that. Yeah.
Here's what I would wonder. A lot of women marry bad boys. So is that where you're saying the challenge? I can tame him. I can change him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that can be it. I made an honest man out of him. I can change him, you know. You know, it's like, you know, the person is different from any other guy you dated, you know, but there's something good about him, you know. And this is what they think, so, you know, women think sometimes. It's like, you know, I'll take a chance with him. You know, he's honest, because that's the one thing. I was always honest. You know, it's like, you know, you ask me if I got any friends. Yes, I got friends with benefits, female friends with benefits. They just friends, though. You know, are you looking for a relationship? No. But if it happened, it happened.
So then there's another aspect of this. And Robert, you still there? So I think we lost it.
Yeah, I'm still here, brother. Right. I'm trying to do a little paperwork. Go ahead.
All right. So there's one conversation we haven't put on the table. So women who choose the asshole, the fuck boy, the whatever word you choose, the bad boy, I think there's an element that we haven't addressed and why women choose guys like that. I think you touched on it a little bit, Robert. Maybe it was you or Joe. But I wonder if a lot of these women think they don't deserve a good guy. So if a woman thinks that she's so fucked up that a good guy will leave her as soon as he finds out how fucked up she is, then her smartest move, talk about control, protecting herself, her smartest move is to go find a guy who she thinks is more fucked up than she is. And that means she always has the upper hand. I'm better than you. She'll have some level of control. She's doing this guy a favor because he's more screwed up than she is, except she knows how screwed up she is. And when this bad boy who she thinks is screwed up, when he finds out how screwed up she is, he won't go anywhere because he knows he's worse off. So she doesn't have to worry about being abandoned. So there's some level of control and upper hand that she has by being with someone who that she thinks is worse off than her. But as you were saying, Robert, a lot of the women, they end up getting emotionally messed up behind this. But they're already messed up when they come into it. That's why they're making these choices. So that's something for men to think about.
Ted, it's a match made in hell. That's what it is. Two screwed up people need to be with each other. That's how I look at it. Everybody else that's out here decent, that's looking for something real, you know what I'm saying? Go on, stay out there. Let her remove herself from the day market. Go on, find that dude, that crazy dude that you just described.
That's what I'm saying, Kendrick. That's who they pick. They do pick that guy. That is their man.
Yeah, but why they still bitching and crying and talking about they looking for a good dude at the last minute?
I'm saying they know they're not worth the good dude, so they don't even bother the good guy. Because they know the good guy, when he finds out how screwed up she is, he's going to leave. So she goes to the guy who's worse than her. So she goes to the fuck boy.
Well, she need to stay with him.
Well, that's what she's doing, Kendrick. That's what we're talking about.
No, Ted, that ain't what's going on out here. That ain't been my observation. They going back. They doing the flippity-flop thing. Then they want that other dude at the same time.
That's later down the line. That's much later when they hit the wall. But I'm asking the question. So I don't want to lose what I'm saying, Kendrick. I want to explore, is that really one of the biggest problems, that the woman believes that she's so screwed up that a good guy is going to leave as soon as he knows how screwed up she is? And now she's got her face being abandoned, which now she doesn't have the upper hand. Like, she's crushed. But she'd rather get crushed by someone more screwed up than her. I'm asking that question.
Well, what you asked is that's true. If she's a messed up individual, she gonna choose another messed up individual because there's no challenge. You know, the man can't turn around and say, "Well, baby, your mentality is messed up. Your life is tore up from the floor." Because now the woman can turn around and say to him, "Your life is tore up. So what I do is I don't deserve a hat because I don't love me or I don't think I'm worth shit. So let me go out here and get that guy that is not worth anything, ain't had no gun, so I don't have nothing to worry about." But still, the woman don't realize she's doing more damage to herself. But again, that's the female. It's in her system. She has always been with these abusive guys. They have always mistreated her. They have always dogged her out. So she don't feel like she's worth anything.
Okay. Hey, let me bring in another caller. Area code 678. 678, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening. What's your name and where you calling from?
this sale, man.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. Where you calling from?
This sale, you know me.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Always good to hear you, man. So what do you think? We're talking about why does the asshole get the girl while the nice guy finishes last?
Well, first, let me say, I don't really agree with the, if she messed up, she going to choose somebody who's messed up and whatever. I mean, it may be a portion of percentage, but I don't really believe that in general. My opinion is basically a lot of dudes are sold dreams. Because the one thing I heard from women married, be married or not, is that they have a main dude, husband or whatever, but they pretty much sold them a dream. They can't be who they really are with him and tell him what they really want. So that's why I do a lot of things with a dude they just met that they would never do for their husband, because he has a certain respect and image of her that she doesn't want to tarnish. Right. I'm not saying all, but I'm just saying they know certain things they can't do with him because they're afraid of, because he respects her, he may see her differently.
He'll
so
judge.
They don't do certain things to him, with him.
Right.
They go outside, right. And plus it depends on their mindset. Everybody's not the same. You meet a woman at 25, she might have a different mindset at 30, different mindset at 35. You know, it's like the one thing I hear is fantasy. They would always tell me their fantasies that they want to have fulfilled. They just want to experience it. And they can't tell their husband their fantasies because reasons not needing to be said, but you get what I'm saying. So, there's women, I know many women who want to be with multiple dudes at the same time, have a line of dudes waiting in line for her. Literally at the same time, want to be with women with these dudes. I mean, just want to go out here and just be super freaky.
Right.
I ain't saying once, twice. I ain't saying it's a habit. It may just be a one-time thing. They might just be curious. But the reasons are just very various. But like I said, you might get with a woman, man. She may love you. She may actually care for you, but she still has these fantasies and these not really callings. I'm trying to find the proper term. It'll come to me. I'm not trying to think about it. But they just want to get out here and just do it, get it out of their system. Or it may be who they are, but they've been holding it back for so long because they've been living a lie with their husband or their boyfriend, whatever title that he has. You know, and the same thing for men. There's a lot of men who are afraid to tell their woman their fantasies and things they really want to do out of fear that she may say, hell no, may leave, even though she may actually agree with him, but she doesn't want him to know she agrees. So it's just so much that can get caught up in there on why people do what they do. But I know we're referring to women. But in my opinion, I think women choose side dudes because the man can be doing whatever perfect. They can be laying the pipe, working hard. She'll still go out here and have multiple dudes. So it's not necessarily what the man is or is not doing. It's on the woman. You know, because like I said, you can't make a hoe into a housewife. And she might have been a housewife and get married, but later on she mentally became a hoe. I mean, it just depends on, you know how women's minds can be at times. It's all over the place. But their nature is always going to be the same. That's not going to change. That's attention, sexuality, and just that hunger and thirst for attention, regardless of how the attention is coming. So that's pretty much my opinion on it.
Okay. So what do you guys think about what I said, that a woman may think she's screwed up? She might not be. In her eyes, she might think she's screwed up. And so she's looking for a guy that thinks is worse off than her. What do you guys think of that? Sam doesn't like that idea. He said no. So what do you guys think of that?
Well, that's the only logical explanation that I could think of, Ted, because I don't see her messing with no decent dude just to turn around just to go and mess with that other dude.
Well,
I just don't see it.
Yeah, I can say this. You know who Russell Wilson is? He played for Seattle Seahawks. His first wife end up messing around one of his teammates, right? So he got a divorce. Now he's with Sierra, the singer. Now she was out there. She used to mess around with rappers like 50 Cent, and she had a baby by this other guy, rapper. You know, so she was attracted to the bad boys. Russell Wilson is a Christian. Okay, he goes to church, everything, he's an entrepreneur, right? They're doing good. They have another child together. I think they got two. So when you say you can't turn a prostitute into an honest woman, that's a myth. You know, I don't know the percentage, but we would have to look it up, you know, and see what's the percentage of that there. So it can work, just like with the bad boy. He can become an honest man, you know, especially, you know, if he has a family.
That's my thing, though. You could take the person out the hood, but you can't take the hood and the ghetto out that person.
Yeah, but in this case, Russell Wilson probably had a decent, his first wife, you can say she was decent. She was probably raised in the suburbs. I think you mentioned this earlier, Teddy. She was raised in the suburbs, had both parents, mother and father. Shahira, you know, I don't know her history, but I know she was attracted to the bad boy, and now she got a good guy, you know, and it's working. They're both making money, you know, and a lot of stuff that she was doing, she doesn't do. So he made an honest woman.
No, he didn't, because if you look at what she's actually doing when she's out representing him in public, she's still out there twerking. She's still doing a lot of hoish behavior. But I mean, it's obvious. I mean, she's still out here representing him as a wife in a very bad way. She's still got a butt all over the place. She's still showing the drawers and the butt and the ass and titties and hanging around other women who are thoughts. So he didn't turn her into a housewife. I think that was more of a business move on her part. She got the children too, you know.
I'm married, okay? My wife's a beautiful woman. When we go out, you know, she dresses, you know, and I don't like conservative, you know. I don't like conservative dress, you know. I like the jeans, nice shirt, you know. You know, I like for my wife to show her shape and everything, all right? So there's nothing wrong with that, you know? So if she chooses, and he's not complaining, you know, he's okay with it. So that's his business.
But we don't know that. We haven't spoken to him. It's like, you got to keep in mind, he's in the business. I think he's an NFL player. He's in a certain limelight that he's not going to really say and do certain things, especially in public, or especially that can get to the public. But if you look at when they're together, it's obvious she's not really attracted to him. He was more like just a, in my opinion, just a security thing that she feels she just can control. And she got him exactly what she wants him.
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, if you're not attracted to somebody, you're not going to make a baby, two babies with
them. Women do it pretty often. They'll get with a dude they're not attracted to just for security and have children.
Yeah, but that would be so stupid, because that man don't have to take care of her, be with
let
her
me give you an example.
Just for the kid.
Let me give you an example. A woman gets with a bad boy, two, three, or four, back to back to back, and the same thing keeps happening. So when she gets with another dude, she realizes, okay, I kept getting played or allow myself to get played by these bad boys. This time I'm going to choose the opposite. That way he's not going nowhere, and I got their security. They're still who they are, but they just decided I'm not going to keep on choosing this type of man where it ends up in the trash can every time. So she's still the same person. So mindset that I got to get something that's secure now, which a lot of women do too. They'll be big freaks, and they'll be neighborhood known, but they'll settle down with a dude because he's not like the other guys. He's more secure. She has pretty much – he loves her more than she loves him. Believe that. He loves her drastically more than she cares for him.
Well, I think once you get married, it's supposed to be – I love
Hello?
I'm here. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I mean, we got to look at Yeah. We ever get the term, you know, marriage. No, people ain't living them vows. They just say it just for whatever the case may be. But in reality, people ain't following them vows. They not following them. Marriage is pretty much, in my opinion, it's not, it's, trust me, it's just the word now. But my opinion, she got with that dude because he's a simp. He's a simp. He accepts her for her whorish past. Now her baby daddies and all these other dudes are still going to be in her life until the day she dies, the day he dies. He's basically a simp. He's taking upon other dudes' families and all this. He has plenty of money. He has status and all of that. So she's just with him just basically just for security. She's still a hoe. She's still doing whore stuff.
Hey,
well, but that's not...
There are women who will have children with a guy she's not attracted to. I lived in Mexico, and I met a woman who was married to a Canadian guy, and she invited. I eventually hooked up with her, and before I hooked up with her, she told me that even though she was married, now imagine this woman is married. She's not happy with the guy she's with. She felt like she just had a regular dude. She was disappointed. And what? Here's the word she said. She was about 27 at the time. She was beautiful. She worked out in the gym every day. She had a nice body. And she said, "I have to hurry up and find me a rich man to marry before I get fat." And she said, "I don't need to love him. I'll eventually learn to love him, and I know it can be done because that's what my mother did. She married a man who was wealthy, and she made, you know, that's my daddy. My daddy's some rich dude, and now I need to do the same thing my mother did and marry some guy who has money." And she was already married, but she was trying to find a rich dude. There are women who have that mindset. I mean, she had no reason to tell or lie what she honestly told me.
Let me use this example right here. You can take a man who used to being around, used to getting beautiful women, head to toe, body, face, whatever, who's used to having women who have their own whatever, or they don't have whatever. But he might get to a point where he's like, you know what, he's not really, it don't really faze him anymore. He might meet a woman who's plain, just really plain as hell. She's not beautiful. She's not ugly, just plain, plain body. But she's pleasing to him. It's something about her that's different than what he's been through with all the other women, you know, with the looks and all that stuff. He might decide to be a basic woman. So it's like once a person gets over a certain mindset, they get used to a certain thing, they can change as far as the person that they want. But he's not wanting her because he's just wanting her because one, like, it's like I'm trying to find the right way. It's not a secure thing, but he's looking for something not really different. I think you get what I'm trying to say. It's like what pleased him at one time is no longer pleasing to him now. I ain't saying he matured in any kind of way, but he's just kind of got a different taste, different food he's looking for that he didn't have an appetite for earlier.
Well, yeah, his first wife, like I said, I described her. She, you know, she came from a mother and father, suburb, you know, probably college educated.
So you're talking about the simp? You talking about the football player?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a simp, man. I mean, can you say change my mind on that? That dude, but he's happy. If he's happy, hey. But, I mean, to me, I think it's obvious because a lot of people can see she's using that man.
That's just my opinion. Because they're doing things together. He invests in a soccer team, you know, and she's involved. She's also involved, and she's doing other things, too. You know, she's doing clothing lines.
She's doing clothing lines and stuff.
Excuse me, I'd like to step in here. I agree with Sam. She's playing him. Okay, bro? I mean, she's feeding off of him. She's a parasite. No one would even be mentioning her name anymore. Let's hear. Okay, again, I just sit up here and listen to you flat for a minute so you can listen to mine, okay? Opinion, okay? Okay? All right, good. Okay, so I agree with what he's saying. She is being disrespectful. If you wasn't watching, if you saw them doing the Super Bowl, she was sitting up there with a pink weave in her head talking to the commissioner on national TV. And so if you look at him and you look at her, they don't match. They don't match.
Bobby,
she's still doing
Bobby
the same
Brown,
thing that she was doing.
Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston didn't match, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? They wasn't matched. She was a rat from New Jersey, where you live at. Okay. She was just a talented rat. What difference does it make, fool? What difference does it make?
What are you talking about? What's wrong with Jersey?
Hey,
I didn't say nothing was wrong with. I didn't say nothing was wrong with Jersey. I said she's a hood rat from Jersey. Where y'all from?
You said something was wrong with Jersey. You said.
No, I didn't.
Jersey.
I said, listen to me. Listen to me, idiot. I said she's a hood rat from Jersey. Where y'all are from?
Now you want to start calling names and stuff, and you're the biggest idiot.
Okay, that woman's history, like we already said, a woman's history tell you who she is and what you're dealing with. She is still that same chick. She just, I mean, actually, she moved up and he moved way down, but she's still not going to be happy. Because really, beyond what she probably really feels that she really doesn't deserve it either, deep down inside, she's just riding it out.
It's so red, okay? Red. That's what I was saying, that they picked those screwed up dudes because they didn't think they deserved the good guys, but maybe someone either talked to her or she knew that her time was going to run out. And, you know, she threw the Hail Mary and got herself a guy who would tolerate her that.
She's trying to play the role. I understand what you're saying.
Fred, what you said is she still may feel like she doesn't deserve what you said, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. You just got the Hail Mary pass, right?
I don't want to call him a sucker or whatever. But you know, she's playing the game, she's doing what she's doing, but you can still see when they out somewhere the way she dressed with her cleavage. If he's such a deeply religious man and a Christian and all this, his wife wouldn't be dressing like that. She wouldn't. I'm just saying.
How do you know, though?
How do you know? Maybe that's what he likes. You know? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's his preference. And you all up in his bedroom, and you should worry about your own bedroom.
Huh? No, I didn't. Hold on, man. I got to deal with you since that sorry fucker in a minute.
All right, but we can hear them in the background.
Okay, say it.
We don't want to hear them.
Say it.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to be sure I'm coming through. All right. You know, I think I gave this example before. I don't know if I said it to you directly. Okay. Let's take an establishment, not really a nightclub that they very know of, but let's just say an establishment that has, like, you know, low music. It's like a gathering, not really a bar, like, what do they call them? Sports. Let's say a sports bar or a certain restaurant or something. Man goes in by himself. He don't really get any looks from women. You know, it's like they'll see him, you know, when he walked by or whatever, you know, just see walking around. But he ain't really getting no attention. Now, take that same man, he walk in with two women. Now our eyes are on him from other women because now they're curious about what is it about him that, you know, he can just
get 2-3 women at one time and walk around, and they're beautiful, and now they're curious, and they want to know what it is about him. So
right.
I'm not saying he's portraying the bad boy image, but let's say playboy, in other words. So
right.
When the women, it's like their nature. It's like when they see something, because a woman don't really want anything unless she feels somebody else wants it. They won't buy no bag if they didn't feel by getting that bag. Other women want to say, ooh, you got that bag I've been wanting. So it's like when they see a dude, and it's obvious he's a player, playboy, whatever, they are attracted to that. I ain't saying they're going to up and leave their man and have sex with him, but they are attracted to it. It's kind of like, let's say the bag again. It's like he's a walking bag. Now, he ain't got to have a lot of money. He can just be basic, you know, which most men are. But he still has that oomph in him, something about him, that he just keeps women around him. So I say this to say, if a man is out by himself, same man, same clothing, he won't really get, women don't really pay him no attention unless he goes to a strip club. But if that same man goes out dressed the same way, but he got women with him now, two girls on his arm, beautiful women, now most of the women in there are looking at him, glancing at him. They want to be down with the team. They want to see what the big deal
is. Right.
So that's the point I'm making about not really bad boys, but it's just like they like men who they feel understand the game and not really know how to manipulate women, but can – I'm trying to find the right term for it, but they want men who they feel to just it's a sexual thing. It's not really a mental thing. It's just it turns on something in women when they see men who they feel got women. You know, once a man gets a reputation as being a womanizer, more women will throw themselves at him instead of trying to avoid him.
Right.
You know, if a man at work is known, when women get to a new job, what's the first thing they usually discuss? Girl, tell me about the men in here. Oh, you need to look out for this dude here, but this dude here, he got this and that. And within 2 days, she's already introduced herself to this dude she done heard about. And she just started working there. She might walk by and give him a look, but they just want that. And the women, when they get someplace, talking about, tell me about the good guys in here. Well, this dude here, he going to school, and they ain't trying to hear that. They want to hear about, you know, having some fun, the guys who will show them a good time, the guys who got a reputation. That's what they're drawn to. You know, I don't think it's really a bad boy thing. It's just their nature. A woman is attracted to, you can have a man who's nice car and all this other stuff. He's doing, never late for work, show up every day. And then you got the dude who's just, not necessarily the opposite, but who's more, you know what I'm saying. That's what they want. That's what they're attracted to. Now, when they get that out of their system, at least for the time being, then they'll go to the good guy for their security. But they're not attracted to him sexually. It's more like a job. They just got to play their roles. They got to, you know, win that Oscar for the best supporting cast or whatever the case may be. But they're not sexually attracted to him.
Hey, excuse me, to cut you off.
No, I was through.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's the problem, Mr. Sam. They ain't sexually attracted to the dudes that they claiming they want. But by that time, it's too late, Mr. Sam.
I don't think they can help that attraction, though. I really think it's just their nature. Now, some women can fight it, and some women can put it out of their mind. They be like, what I have is not worth it. What I got at the house is not worth it.
Right.
Some women can fight it. But I think they're all attracted to that type of person. It's just they don't all give in to it. But the attraction, I think, is there universally to that type of
person. Excuse me. I just got to say this here. I agree with you, you know, but it's like if you go to Maryland, you know, there's more women than men, and if they see you by yourself, you ain't about nothing. But if you with somebody, they'll try to compete with that person you're with. But with that said, I just got to step out. So I'm going to put my headset down. So if you, you know, Ted, if you were to say something, I'm not on the line right now.
So someone wrote the a-hole acts.
Oh, I was like down in my domain. Yeah, so they get on my nerve. They get on my nerve down there too, though.
Reg, you gotta go on mute, Reg. Someone said the a-hole acts himself, for example, expect to be treated like human, anything less, he's willing to move and move to the next. A-holes don't put up with BS. They try to have the mind. So is that another thing that women are, they're looking for a guy that they can't walk with, a guy that creates some level of structure, right? So I heard women say they like a man to lead, because sometimes they know they get out of control. So the guy who doesn't put up with their BS, they've got to step up. So is that what some women are looking for from the asshole?
I don't know, but I ain't going to tolerate BS either, Ted. And I had to catch Russ there because I had been on pop one of them in their mouth, too. But the difference between me and the dude that you talking about is he been that way all the time.
I'm not going to say that he doesn't put up with it. I'm going to use myself for example. I'm not going to check a bra. It's like if she don't. It's her job to check herself when she comes around me. I'm not going to be trying to tell her how the hell to be. She either is or she isn't. But it's like I just dismiss them. I don't even give them the attention or the energy. You know, it's like, you know, I just don't even see them anymore. You know, so I don't really – I mean, I guess you're saying the same thing, but just in a different way that it's handled.
He said he's willing to lose her and move to the next. He doesn't put up with the BS.
Yeah, it's just different wordish. I got you.
No, I think you're saying the same exact thing. He just doesn't put up with it. Moves on.
But you know,
yeah,
what
that's what
though?
I'm saying to you.
You know what it tripped me out though? I would have dudes, I'd be out, and dudes would see women, they see on a regular basis, they'd be like, man, that's a lady, and she's this and she's that. They look at her because of her appearance. You know, she's dressed very professional and beautiful and all that, and talks properly. And they think they have to act a certain way in order to get her. But then they'll come outside, see me smoking a cigarette on the bench, and they'll see her come outside and sit on my lap. And they look at me like, Sam? And they look at me knowing me and what they thought of her, and I'm trying to get them to understand it's their nature. He's thinking because she's dressed a certain way and carries herself a certain way that she is. No, she's still a woman. Her nature's still the same. But what really shocked him, when another woman came out and sat next to me, why this other woman was sitting on my lap. The other girl came and sat right next to me. And it's like, I don't think some dudes get it. They just don't understand. You don't take money to get the baddest bras. You can take money to get bras who are about money. Yeah, that's a different story. But women are just, it's their nature. You know, it's like they feel there's no attachment. They like your style. They hear you got other women. They want to be down. And they don't mind sharing. They don't mind if other people know. She don't care if someone comes down and see her sitting on my lap or two women sitting next to me at the same time. They're actually proud of that. They want to be seen like that. It's like they want to be a part of that whirlwind. They just want to – it's just their nature. So it's like no matter how you can treat her, whatever way you want to treat her, buy her and dick her down every all the time you want, her nature's still the same. The only time she doesn't do that is when she's trying to fight her nature because she thinks it's not worth messing up what she has. But it's still there. If all women don't fight it, some of them give in at a certain time. But it's still there. That's my opinion on not necessarily the asshole thing, but just their nature. They don't. They want to do who they know is not going to be there long term. It's just for that little thrill. You know, he brings that to a certain part of her that he'll let her show, like you said, he's not judging you. He's going to see you how he see you regardless of what you do. So in his mind, when he first saw you, he already knew what you was. So he's just going to let you do you. You want to do him, fine. You want to do his boys, he don't care. You want to bring some more girls with you. When you call him, he's going to say, bring your girlfriend with you. And she's cool with that because he didn't ask her. It was already understood. So it's like, it just depends on the mind stage they're at when they come across that particular dude. They might see him one day, pay on no mind. See him a few weeks later, a few months later, now she decides she wants to get with him. You know, it's just, I just say their nature just cannot be beat. They can't beat their nature. It's going to win every time. They can just fight it. That's just my opinion on it.
Okay.
So it's not really a bad boy thing, but they like the bad boys once again because it's temporary. We call them bad boys. I'm just saying they know it's temporary. It's just something they can do their thing on. They can do their thing before they decide to get with the secure dude.
Ted, this is my problem with this. I ain't trying to cut you off, Sam, but this is my problem at this situation, Ted. the dude that these women lusting after, that dude sleeping around. We need to make that being made known. I don't know the percentage of those dudes that sleeping around, but that's dangerous for the secure dude that is trying to secure a wife and a family, the family trust.
Well, that Robert,
the thing
was,
I'm sorry.
What Robert was saying was, you need to go fishing in different ponds. Don't go to the pond where you know that those are the rules of engagement for the women there. And that's what Robert was talking about when he was talking about women who work in corporate America. Was like, she still might come from the hood, and she still will be a hood. That you said, Kendrick, you take him out the hood, but you didn't take the hood out of him. Now she's got advanced degrees, a PhD. She works in a Fortune 500 company. And she could present this image of who she is. College didn't change that. Still that person when the pressure was down. They tell you, don't let me search that hood. So don't fish in that pond. That's why I think people spend time with a woman. There's another pond. Pam said something. And there may be women out there who come from money, and they may be looking for you to come from some kind of money or influence to get with them. So there are women in a different pond. You just can't fish in the same pond. There are women who are 21, you know, 25, still virgin help. You know someone who has a sister who's about in her late 30s, and she's still a virgin. So they're out there.
Yeah, well, I think men understand that. I think wise men, especially as we get older, understand that we live more of a fantasy when it comes to women doing some aspects, because a lot of men just don't get women and don't really understand their nature, the vengefulness they have in them, the way they'll just make irrational decisions, the way they'll just do stuff that they know. I mean, I think they put too much trust in them thinking that they'll do the right thing when men are known more for doing the right thing than women are. So it's like a woman will sit here and cheat on you, get pregnant by another man, but say it was your fault that she did it because you was working or some stupid stuff like that. It's like I don't think a lot of men understand a woman's nature that, we want to have, I mean, that was me, you know, want to have the family and all that. But at the same time, she's still a woman, and they got them 3, 4, 5 different faces. They can swerve, they can twist their head around depending upon what face they want to wear that day. So it's like their nature. Like Cat Williams said, really, I said it before I heard him say it, but I'm going to say him because a lot of people know him. We don't buy fancy cars and red cars and big houses and nice furniture because we want it. We know that the broads want it. We know that's what they like. And they can't fight that. Women are just like flashy, shiny stuff. So even though they have a basic house, basic car, they still look at that Ferrari when it comes down the street. They still look at the shoes, the heels. They like toys. That's why men get the toys. So even though she may have a great husband, may have a child by the man, they still like toys. And that's never going to disappear. So that's why they still going to do shit to their husband that he don't know about. He may not even find out about it. He may hopefully recognize the red flags sooner or later, but by then he's got so much invested. But it's like they're going to be what their nature tells them to do. It's just not all of them, once again, gives in to it. Some more than others. One may do it once or do it a few times. But it just depends. But personally, a woman's nature, I don't care how you treat her or whatever, even if she may be nice the first 10 years, eventually she's going to switch that head around. And I don't think there's any way around it. It just depends on how she handles her business. Alistair.
All right.
So I don't really think it's a bad boy thing. I just think they just like to get out here and just live on the edge every once in a while. Now, of course, they want the dudes that they feel to be down with it and they're attracted to,
But that's just what it is to me. They just want that adventure every once in a while. They want to be just live dangerously. They just want to go out here and just be wild once every so often. Not all, I can't say all, but I can say that all do have that urge. It's just like, once again, some of them fight it better. Because like I say, women don't go outside with their pants put up in their ass because it's comfortable. They don't spend 50 years in front of the mirror because they're trying to take care of their skin. They doing it for attention. Like, you can be at the house of your woman all day long. Well, not, I hate to say your woman because I don't believe in that term, but your so-called woman all day long. She walking around looking raggedy as hell. Ain't it just look raggedy. But then you say you finna go out to the store, Home Depot or Kroger, and she wants to go. Now all of a sudden she put tight pants on, lipstick, do her hair. She's not doing that for you because she was doing it for you. She looked like that when she was at the house with you. But now that you're going out, she know other men are going to see her. So now she needs that validation. The other men still find her attractive. So when she put that stuff up in her butt and got her dimples showing and all this other stuff, her heels on. Because you know they look in the butt, they look at the butt in the mirror at least 30 minutes every damn day. So it's like, ain't nothing on her ass. Why she looking at her ass all the time? You see women do that shit all the time. Walk by a mirror, look at their booty for like half an hour. They need validation and attention from other men.
What if you have a woman who doesn't do that? Like, she goes to the store just dressed the way she is.
Okay. That can be the case too, but she's still a female.
I'm just
whether
asking,
she's dressed basically or not, it just means she's probably going to play the game better. Because I would actually respect that more if she is dressed plain. That just lets you know that she plays the game better in the way that she chooses to play the game. If you get what I'm saying. Meaning that it's not so obvious that she's, I ain't going to say promiscuous, but that she's looking for validation. But at the same time, she's just good at the game. She knows how to keep a lower profile. But she still is a female with the same mindset. Some may not give in as easily. Some may try to avoid it. But sooner or later, it's going to come out.
And when it does, it's going to be hell to pay, Sam.
Well, that's if she gets caught. Like I said, it depends on how, you know, some women who get, women who get caught are usually just, they just messy with it. They only phone all the time, or they are not consistent in what they're doing in the time frame they're doing it within, or they just disappear from the, I mean, you're going to start seeing irregularities. So women who get caught are usually the ones who just, at a point, say they don't give a damn, but they just are messy. Because women play the game way better than men do because men are more gullible. You know,
yeah,
they'll
but
sit here and
talk too. And that's the part that they're going to have to wake up to.
Well, I mean, someone who knows or sees her out doing something, that's, you know, of course, that's, they, you know, that can happen. Just generally speaking,
everywhere,
I think that nature. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. You don't think women get men the same way men look at cars? So a man who wants or buys a Bugatti, he doesn't buy a Bugatti that's driving 100 miles an hour in the city streets of New York City. He buys it because the car gives him access to a power. He has access to a 100 miles an hour. He has access to stepping on the gas in the car performing in a way that most cars don't. So are women looking for the same thing from a man? Women. And I'm saying that also in the context, you see the guy with two women, the assumption is that guy can conform. Are women looking for performance?
Yes, Tim, that's strictly what I came to find out. That's strictly what it is. Because if that wasn't the case, they would just stay with the bad dudes and leave the good dudes alone. Don't be talking about turning around later on talking about you looking for a good, decent dude. Just stay with whoever you've been laying up with. Stay with them.
Okay.
That's just serious. I mean, I don't know no nicer way to put it. If you accustomed to getting your back blowed out by a certain dude, that's who you need to stay with.
Well, okay. I mean, if we're speaking as far as an adult mindset, yes, I agree.
Don't be
with
playing
both
dudes. Stay with whoever you've been out there with. I mean, it's common sense. It ain't rocket science, really.
I mean, yeah, and from an adult mindset, you know, a responsible way, yes, but you know, it's like people. You know, they, I mean, that's the case. You know, people, we wouldn't need laws if everybody just did what was right. So it's like stuff is, people are going to be people. You just, only thing you can do is just, you can't really do anything. It's just like they're either going to act right or they're not. They're either going to do what they say or they're not.
Are women looking for performance? What's going on, Deanna? Are they looking for performance? The same way a man looks for a car that has performance, it has power, it has suspension, it has acceleration.
Yeah, but how many men looking for the performance car tag without a whole lot of miles on it?
Well, I think women are looking for the thrill.
I'm asking, are women looking for the performance? Is that that's she's looking
yes.
for? I'm talking about from a woman's perspective, not just you're talking about from a man's perspective. Men look for a car that performs. It's exotic. Step on a gas. It may never do 200 miles an hour, but the car has that ability, that power. That
well, really, to use the car now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. Are they looking at,
well,
at
to use
in the same
to,
way we
to
look
use,
at men look at cars?
To use the car analogy, I personally, I'm going to go back to what I just said. I think men get cars, not necessarily based on the performance. Like some men buy cars without even driving the thing. They just look at it and say, I want it. Or they don't even drive the way it's supposed to be, what's made to be driven.
I
think they get it because they know women like it.
I understand that, but I'm asking something different. I'm asking something that's
reiterate that for me then. I heard you talking about performance of the car, but go ahead.
So a man will buy a car because of forms. I don't care if he buys it for a woman or I'm just saying I'm going to choose Bugatti, not because it's 200 miles an hour in the city street. It has the possibility that power has that capacity of that kind of power. And he may never reach 200 miles an hour, but he knows he has a car that performs. So are women looking for performance the same way men look for performance in cars?
I had to turn the TV back on because he was going in and out, so I didn't really hear the last few sentences that you said.
I'm only asking, are women looking for performance the way men look for performance from cars? That's the simple question.
I don't think they're looking for performance.
Yes,
that
women
men look
want
for performance
from a man. Yeah, they do, T. Yes, they do.
I get what you're saying, but...
A woman
said,
here's what a woman said. If women just want a man for just performance, they're not looking for a real man to get into their life, they're just looking to get off, get the rocks off. That's what a woman said.
And that's kind of what I was kind of saying, too, because when you said the way a man looks for performance, men and women don't look at one object exactly the same. The way we look at it is not going to be the way she looks at it. She's going to look at it from a female nature point of view, whereas we're looking at for, like you said, performance. We're looking at for what it can actually, the power. It's like, and performance, that can't really be put down in one term. When you say performance from women, you have to kind of apply where you want the word performance to apply to, because that can go in many different scenarios, have different definitions when you say performance.
But she actually answered my question. Yes, women do look for performance, but that's all they're looking for. She doesn't want the sex. She doesn't want anything comes from that guy. And that may be how we end up where the topic we started. Why are women choosing the bad?
That's what I just said. They are looking for that particular dude because they want that thrill. They want that quick thrill. They don't. It's not long term. It's just for the thrill, just for the moment. It's just that nature. They still want the secure dude. They don't want to mess that up, But that bad boy, he's like that little quick thrill. If you get what I'm saying, he's that quick thrill. He's not long term. He's just that thrill.
So he should be able to perform. It doesn't matter if he's an asshole. None of that stuff matters.
So you mean as far as sexually?
Say that again?
You mean sex? You referring to sexual performance?
Right.
Oh, I mean, of course. They don't want to do who's going to sit there. I mean, yeah, that's obvious right there.
Oh. And that's what I was talking about, Ted. They obviously won't fit. They always going to want fit, Ted. That's the problem.
Well, that's their nature. That's a woman,
her
a
nature
woman
has
to
be
to
married and
attention.
Up on her main.
See, you going off logic and you going off the righteousness. Once righteousness is not
that's
really
how the hell,
involved.
That's how they supposed to been raised up. I'm telling you how it was raised up. That's
I mean,
how
I
this
get
thing
it. So
supposed to go.
I get what
hey,
you're saying.
Hey, country boy, you using the word supposed to. Supposed to. No, that hope strategy don't work in it. This is a jungle out here.
Yeah, I ain't
lying. Hey, a woman's nature is she wants to have her cake and eat it too. So she wants to have the security of a guy, but she also wants that rested, sorry-ass Negro who really good for laying a pipe. She wants him to be available when she needs her back blown out.
But she ain't going to get there with me because the first time it happened to me, y'all going to hear about it on the 11 o'clock news.
Well,
okay, that's fine. But we're just trying to make you the point of it. Just like this Samuel guy is talking about here is that she wants to have her cake and eat it too. That's the nature of the broad. She feels like she's entitled to have it. But listen here, they feel like they're entitled to have it all. Okay.
And they not. And that's the delusion that they live in. And that's what Kevin Sam is trying to bring to light.
Well, wait.
Well, they need an example right here.
This is – go ahead, Samuel.
No. I didn't want you to get your point. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that and I know that you said it doesn't matter. But what I'm getting at is if the woman wants a guy who – emotionally and intellectually stable, has a good career trajectory, which means they can have a good life. But she's also going to want some good sex, so she doesn't have to move elsewhere. And I'm saying our society has made men believe that sex is not important. It really is. So if she's
well, that goes to what the gentleman just said.
If she's looking for a guy who can perform, it's on one hand, we're saying she wants to kick and eat it too. On the other, I guess what I'm getting at is men could understand that going into it, that there is a sexual, she's a sexual being, and that's going to be important to her. And you may
yeah,
be out
there. That's why they're one. Here. That's a woman's, that's her purpose to be here. It's reproduction and sexual, sexual, et cetera.
You can't ignore that part and say, well, I thought women, sex wasn't important to women.
Who said that?
Oh, you got to be kidding. This is the United States. There are lots of guys. Who,
oh, I thought you were saying I said that. Oh, my mistake. Well,
here's what a woman says. No. Why can't a nice man be nice and also lay pipe like a bad man? That's what I'm saying. If women like
okay,
a bad man, only for pipe, let Wait. Let the nice guy lay pipe and be nice. She will kiss his feet. That's what I've been getting.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but see.
Men need to understand that women want sex more than what a lot of men.
But see,
a lot of
men oh, yeah, I think everybody understands that.
Even a lot of women have been convinced that sex is not supposed to be important to them.
I think every man in here gets that. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're talking because you're going in and out of my phone.
Go ahead.
I think most men in here understand that. I mean, that wouldn't even up to be. I mean, that's a given there. But like the gentleman just said, wanting the cake and eat it too. They seem to have unrealistic goals. Uh huh.
It's not a given. I'm sorry. It's not.
I say as far as most of the men in here. Okay, I can't say most of the men. I'm assuming. But let's just say. like the gentleman said, want the cake and eat it too. They tend to have delusional, unrealistic goals. Every man ain't going to be A1 in everything. He may make a certain living, but don't make lay the pipe the way she wants it. Or he may lay the pipe the way she wants, but not look a certain way that she's attracted to. Or no, he's not going to have it all. I mean, a person can, but realistically speaking, they want it all. So it's like sometimes he just it's like a give and take. What he does do, he does well, but can you handle the things he doesn't do well? And if you cannot, should you be in a relationship with this person or should you just go ahead and stay single and do your thing from time to time? That's the thing. They want a dude who they say they want their man to be Mr. Everything. He's tall. He got the look. He got the money. He lays the pipe. It's like a man realistically knows what we ain't going to do ain't going to be exactly everything he wants. But we understand that. We understand what her strong points are, what her weak points are. And we either accept it or we don't. We're not going to sit here and say, well, she got to be everything. Why can't she do this and that? I mean, it's just not realistic. So it's like, you know, that's the point that I'm making. It's like they have to have a give and take. See, with the so-called bad boy, once again, it's already understood he's short-term. He's the thrill. Because right. Let's just say she gets the bad boy. Guess what? Once she get used to that bad boy, she sees him on a regular basis. Well, if anything that's fresh and new, everything's going to be enhanced. The feeling, the spirit, the time together. But once you have been together for a while, say a month go by, then a year go by, then 2, then 5 years, she can lose interest in that bad boy because it's like been there, done that. This is the same dude I saw this morning, the same dude I saw 10 years ago, and then she's looking for it. That thrill never leaves that she's seeking. So even though he may do all of that, she still, by her nature, is going to look for the thrill.
Same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, dog.
Old B.B. King said the thrill gone, Sam. So you explain to me.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. But women don't want to accept that. They want to live in fairy tale where even if the man got all of that, she's still going to get tired and bored with him eventually. I ain't saying she's going anywhere, but she's going to be seeking that thrill again. Because this thrill here, she's used to it. That's why new relationships are only new for a short amount of time before it becomes the same old, same old. So it's like that thrill is always going to be there that she needs to seek at one time or another. Regardless of what he did in the beginning, she's still going to be seeking some new thrills.
Okay, so what about the women that's up there in age who've been there and done that? The high mileage, the chicks have been ran.
Man,
is she still going to be looking for that thrill?
Age wise,
hold up, let me finish my sentence. Are they going to be looking for the thrill, or are they going to be looking for security because they already wore out?
Honestly, the experiences and for women that I've spoken to. The older ones, they still think that they got it going on. They'll still sit here mess around on their men.
He's not lying. Hey, Joe, he's not lying.
You got older women out here. You got women in their late 40s, early 50s who still out here with the heels on, showing their booty, still ready to have the three-way.
Okay.
I mean, even if they marry, it's like it never goes unless they just know they are just unattractive.
Okay, so check this out. Okay, so... They got the weave on. They got the lashes. They think that, you know, they don't see what the rest of the world sees. They see themselves this way, okay? It still comes down. They still a lemon. Are they still going to be high performance after 100,000 miles on that ass?
No, sir.
That fire still going to be lemon.
They not have fun. They still want their oil change, though. They still want their oil change. I mean... You know, even though performance not there anymore, the gas is gone and all that, they still want that attention. You know, they still will sit here and try to do what they call putting it down. They will still do it with another dude, even
and
though they got
mom.
A man at the house.
I know that, but again, they doing something or they got something they really don't.
No, it's just,
they
know,
really don't.
Women are just delusional like that. They're just delusional. They believe the hype of, you know, better with wine gets better with time or some junk like that. But you know, it's just that
wine
kind of,
but not
do
but not
like
broads.
Yeah. I
broads,
know, but in
though,
their
but
mind,
I'm just, yeah. right in their
in
mind,
their mind just
in
how
their
are.
Mind.
They, yeah, and me
I
and
mean, we
God
all on social media. Oh yeah, these guys is thirsty. Plus, you know, young dudes, they don't care. Shit, some older broad wants to give him some ass, he gonna go wear that shit out. So she's thinking like, oh, this younger, well, I'm attracting these younger guys. No, a younger dude guy, his testosterone is, he's being led by his testosterone. He just want to hit that ass. It could be you or anybody else. Wrong.
Like I said, women leave men left and right. Men, you have men who donated their life to these women, worked their ass off and did everything. Women still divorce them and cheat on them. So they sit here, they say they want now, when they get it, they no longer want it. Or they get bored with it. You know, they got the house, they got the car, they got the children about grown or whatever. Now they're bored with it. You got what you said you wanted, but guess what? They don't know what the fuck they want. That's just, they're going to turn their head around. They had the red head on yesterday, they're going to turn to the other head today. So it's like, they are never satisfied. That's why I tell a lot of men, don't worry about what the hell she thinks, because she's going to change her mind like the wind.
Oh, yeah. And just like I said, I've been that bad boy or rough or whatever, and, you know, you doing your thing, then you decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to clean up my act, I'm going to act right. The moment you do that, you done with that hoe.
Yeah, because that's what attracted her to you in the first place.
Yep. I've been down that road. That's a mistake I tell every young dude, listen, bro, how you start with her, whatever she likes, do not change. The moment you change, you just fucked up.
Even if you don't change, she would change. He's like, you ever go shopping with a woman? Every man that made that mistake. You'll be out all damn day and night. She'll go to one store, try on 30 pair of jeans, literally, might buy one out of the 30. She's going to return that the next day or next week. Even though she said she wanted it, all the stores you went to, I want this, I want that, he'll return all that stuff the next week.
That's true. I'm going to say, listen, you guys need to fish in a different pond, man, because...
Why?
Ted,
how many long-term relationships have you been in, Teddy?
Two.
Huh?
Two.
Two. Okay. So you've been in two long-term relationships. Why did they end? The fire had to go out of somebody. So time ran out just like anybody else, right?
No, I left the country.
Okay, guess what, Ted? You're the exception to the rule. Ted Santos is the exception to all the rules. All right, Ted. Well, anyway.
What's up like this here? When people ask what my favorite food is, I don't have an answer. You know why? I got tired of it. I used to love pizza. I hate it now. I used to love ribs. I don't want none now. It changes. I used to have a favorite drink. I don't have a favorite drink no more because after you get used to having something, it's just pizza now. I've had this pizza. I've had all kind of flavors of pizza. It's just damn pizza. Let's try this over here. I'm going to try tofu or something else. I get to that. I'm tired of tofu. Now, I've been eating tofu for 2 years. I'm sick of it.
Yes. Okay, since I there, miss. Go to the front. I'm moved away from it. As soon as I want to talk, somebody want to come up and talk to me. Hey, what I want to say is,
I need to answer someone's question. Victorino, we're talking about why does the asshole get the girl while a nice guy finishes last? He gets friend zone. That's what we're talking about. So. And so what the conversation we've been in is that women have a nature, they're going to change their mind, and that's just the way it is, and you need to accept that. We've gone through a lot of iterations of why women choose the bad boy, sex, challenge, all kinds of things we've gone through. And I just asserted that you're going to have to fish in a different pond. There is a mindset that exists. Okay. So there's certain.
We have a cart for you.
There's a certain mindset that exists, and right, there's certain people in certain environments that inherit that mindset. If you go outside of that mindset, you'll see something else. You just will. It's just like you go to another I mean, but listen, women, biologically women, no matter which country you go to, right, their brain's going to function the same. They're going to have a menstrual cycle. They get pregnant. They have menopause. Like, you'll find that, and whatever comes with that, when you look at the angry, the cry, all of these, there are things that women have in common. But there are some irrational things that are more dominant in one environment than it is in another. And that's what I'm saying about fishing in another pond.
Well, I'm waiting on the gentleman to come back. I guess he's taking care of the customer or whoever that is. Okay. Now, we've both talked to multiple women, and we've been observing. But the thing is, how can I put women, a lot of women that are with dudes, they're sick of them. It's just the options are just not there anymore. Or they don't want to start over again. So they're trying to get the best of both worlds now. But the thing about it, a lot of women with these dudes, they've been tired of these dudes they with. They've been ready to get the hell on. They really had, I could take a leaving space because, once again, it's like their old-ass pizza. Their nature is curious. That's real. They're still there.
See,
just
this
because
one problem
with somebody for so long doesn't really mean that they still care for that person or they're attracted to that person. A lot of times they just say, you know what, bump it. It is what it is, but they still want that thrill. And a lot of them will leave a long-ass relationship or leave a marriage for that little thrill, that little short-ass thrill they had that they wouldn't risk at all. And a lot of women do risk it all. These women, like I said, the women ain't going to leave a man because she's already having sex with another man. A man will leave and start completely over. Now, a woman will say, oh, not me. I'm not like that, not all. Typically speaking, women ain't going to leave one man because she already got another one she's been fucking.
Right, right.
So the thing is,
the thing is,
it's like, I don't trust nothing they say because their nature, it's like you watch Star Trek or Star Wars episode, whatever. You watch it so many times, you know what the hell going to happen. You predict everything before it comes on because you've seen it many times before. Their nature. They'll sit here and say, I do, I love you, or this and that. And it's just, I don't believe shit they say because they don't believe shit they say. They just saying it now because that right now, that's to say mindset, this fantasy, they feel like I can make this happen. But once again, once they get it, they get bored with it like a toy. I want this toy. You finally give them that damn toy. A month later, you ain't seeing that toy. It's on what's stuck on top of the clothes. So it's like they change. Men can't stay the same.
That's the problem with all what he's saying, Ted. I hate to sound redundant, Ted. How does not none of these other ethnicities across the globe have these issues? I don't know if it's just strictly a United States issue.
I can't agree with that. I've seen
but
multiple races of
women
in ethnic groups.
Some men got them scared over there in the mother country. They scared to get out of line, kid.
Yeah, because it's a penalty for that. We talked about that. I think we talked about that last Sunday. It's a penalty in other parts of the world when a woman is promiscuous. It's a penalty they would have to pay.
No, those are patriarchal ran countries and society, and they understand what time it is, and that's how you control the female nature. Over here, where that's why we're having all these problems because female nature is being allowed to run rampant. You know, they're not being held accountable for nothing.
But see, this is my thing, bro. I was wondering I hope I ain't contradicting myself, but who's in charge of this country to get this stuff back in order? That's what I mean.
You are.
But I ain't personally dealing with females
Hey, check this out. If y'all want to win this thing and get it over with real fast, it's real simple. Ignore these hoes.
For the most part, I ain't gonna lie to you, cause to be honest, that's the reason why the marriage is dropping and. They said, Ted, just a few days ago, they did the childbirth census, and It's been the laws it's been since they last did the marriage census, Ted. Childbirth done dropped by 300,000 to 500,000. So I don't know who's that.
Let me say this, though. I think one thing about marriage rates dropping, one thing that goes right back to what I said earlier.
I don't work here. I just feel like this is my...
Reg,
I'm sorry, Matt.
You got too much competition.
Well, one thing about it, as far as relationships, out here in the West, I can't speak for the countries because, like I say, I'm local. But it's like they say, a woman may say something today to you. She may 75% believe what she's saying to you. But once again, they change their mind so constantly. It's never a straight and narrow. They're all over the place. That's why you ask them a direct question, you never get a direct answer back. They'll take you around the whole world and still haven't answered your direct question. They don't really have a straight and narrow path. They're everywhere at one particular time. So at that particular time, she may say, I want this and that, and I want this and that. But they don't want this and that. Or when they get it, they lose interest in it. It's just their nature. They're never content, even with themselves. A man can be happy with himself. A woman always got to be, well, my titties, I got to get this operation for my breast. I got to get some butt. I got to get some makeup. You don't see men wearing makeup and doing, because we don't need all that extra stuff because we're not insecure like that. We don't have to put on a mask just to go outside. It's like,
hey,
everything
you know,
they show you is
you
fake.
No, the
crazy. That's your New Jersey brother.
But it's like everything they show you is fake. They'll put on fake hair. They'll put on what they call that shit to wrap around it, waist trainers. They live in a lie. The things they say to you often are a lie. They may actually believe it at that time for the most part, but it's going to change. Like I say, man, we'll get up, brush our teeth, wash our face, take a shower, you know, we get the hell on. We don't have to put on all these accessories, like I say, push-up bras and pull-up panties and all that stuff because we don't live a lie. Women tend to live a lie. They lie to themselves. They say what they want till they get it. Then they no longer want it. Or they'll say, I want the man to do this, till they get that. Then they want you to do the opposite. Say no when they mean yes. I mean, I don't listen to nothing that they say because buy some furniture. I like this furniture. I like this soap. Buy the soap in the house. You know what? I don't like that sofa no more. So it's like they are the reason everything is failing because, one, they weren't made to make decisions, in my opinion. That's the man's job to make decisions. On their own, women just going to self-destruct. And they got their own girlfriends to give them that false sense of security who are self-destructing with them. They just self-destructing together and lying to each other. But it's like men, ask a woman what she wants out of a man. She'll give you a laundry list about 50 miles long. But ask her what she can do for the man. Oh, I can cook. That's it. Oh, I can. They can't really do shit. If you ask them directly, what can you do for a man? Oh, I got, and basically they think they pussies the answer to the question. But asking what they want from a man is a never-ending list. They might try to keep it simple. Just be nice and sweet. Yeah, they believe that bullshit you want to. So it's like they don't know what the fuck they want. They don't know. And they think they know, but they don't. We as men know that. That's why you never ask one what she wants to eat, because you'll never get a fucking answer. You'd be driving around all day trying to pick up, going to 8 different restaurants because she wants some wings in this place. It's just stupid. So it's like that's why shit is failing in this country, because women are given too many decision roles. Especially in a relationship. She's giving too much power as far as decision-making. That's why shit is failing. Plus, she's not going to be honest with you because she's not honest with herself. So when she sit here and say, I love you, I won't cheat on you, and I'm shit. Man, please. The point that I'm making, men just have to recognize the signs and understand what he's dealing with. It's like when you go on to hunt a rattlesnake. You have to know how to set that trap, where the snakes be at, what type of the season it is. You have to know your prey. You have to know it. Otherwise, the prey is going to get you before you get to it. And that's the women. Women are really the predators. They're the predators, not the men. They say men are the ones who go. No, women are the predators. Because they sit here and they set traps all the goddamn time waiting for someone to take the bait. So it's like once you take it, they got you.
And then once it's like it's a game with them. Everything with women is a game because they do not tell the fucking truth. It's all a game to them. Men, we're most sincere. If we sit here and say we're going to do something, we fucking mean it. You know, you don't have to tell me what to do when I get home. I already know when I get home what I need to do. You don't have to tell me to say something unless I wasn't aware of it. I know what I'm supposed to do. Women, though, for the most part, they may do it for a minute, but then they'll slag off. It's just playing games. And they all say, I'm not like that. You ain't had a real woman who hurt you. Man, I can't speak for all men, but I'm just saying they going to do their thing. Even if you're doing everything you're supposed to do, they still going to be attracted to that other that little shiny toy, that little that mysterious dude. They might not give in to it, but a lot of them do. You know, they just play the game better.
Hey, did you see the Coach Adams video about the man being the prey? Because what you're saying is exactly true. Guys don't seem to understand you are the prey, especially if you have resources or the resources that she desire at that time. I mean, it's just like, you know, they hyenas. I call them scavengers, but you are the prey. You're the ones being hunted. That's why they're upset right now.
Oh, yeah, they got to have a man. A man can be by himself for a month. He is cool. Let a man be by himself for a month in his house.
He's cool.
Put on a little weight. He may do a few pushes. Let a woman by herself for a week.
Now, say, I don't know, you know, I don't know you personally, but if you live by yourself and you got your own shit going on and you got your own life and you used to being by yourself, whatever, she going to have a problem with you. Because I just heard women say, oh, you used to being by yourself, or you used to doing this. They're going to have a problem with you. I mean, a lot of them are. But like I said, yeah, they can't be by themselves, you know.
A woman is crazy by herself, man.
But what you got to understand is, like you were saying, thing is, you cannot take these hoes serious. They are as unstable like nitroglycerin. Okay, they are unstable. So you trying to handle her? That shit, she just gonna blow up in your face.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, you can't take her serious. She's going to blow up in your face, whatever. And but the whole thing about it is to keep her entertained and to keep her happy, that's your responsibility. To keep the flavor in the relationship, to keep everything spicy and stuff, that's on you.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning.
That's on the man.
Goes on.
My whole point of it is she don't want to take no responsibility for nothing. Everything is on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's my whole point.
As time goes on, though. Yeah, I agree with this. Yeah. But as time goes on, even the best relationships gets boring. I mean, even so much you can do, and then it's like, not flatline. It just levels off. Because like I said, you first meet someone, that's when it's exciting. But after y'all been together for 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to level the hell off. But in their mind, it's just, I ain't trying to get in their mind. But it's like, okay, say you're watching a movie, right? Dude in this movie, he's doing all kinds of stuff with these broads, or a female. And you want to look at it, too, like, you know what she's doing? You're looking at it because you know it's a movie. These are actors. They're getting paid to be in this movie. It's a script. But in woman's mind, this is real life. And she's thinking, why can't you be like that? You're like, this is a fucking movie. But they take that serious, though.
Ted, didn't you just make a video about this, Ted, related to the men in the movies?
I just made it this week, past 2 days.
And I saw it.
And
you're right. Yeah, but check this out. That's what I was just telling Ted the other day, is social programming, and he was relating it to the men. And I said, yeah, but the bitches is taking, she's seeing this shit, too. She's seeing this shit.
And it's social media and it is Spanish.
Let a song come on. Screaming.
Hey, check this out. In all the romantic classics and all these romantic what's that movie, Richard Gere, Pretty Woman, right?
Pretty Woman.
It was a white. Right. Check it out. It was a white man in the movie. It's a white man in all these romantic things. And who does the black woman romanticize about the most?
Yeah, you got a point.
Hmm? She has a social engineering and so on. How she's being programmed, how these women are being programmed. I'm just showing you the strength of the media and how it plays a factor on the weak-minded people.
Of course.
The
media is major.
Yeah.
And this is not new, because in my video I talked about a book that was written in 1819. There was no TV and movie theaters. And that book was written in 1819, and by 1850, it changed the whole dynamics of relationships. That book is what brought this whole idea of being romantic and changed everything. A book.
Don't forget Disney, brother.
No.
Let me tell you about the mindset. Go ahead.
The book was written in 1815. There was no Walt Disney. I'm trying to tell you that this media has been doing this, has been shaping what people call reality and relationships. So this has been happening. This whole idea of being romantic is fairly new. It hasn't been happening before the 1850s.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
So old boy on the plantation, you tell me him and his old lady wasn't romantic, none too.
Hey Ted, I'm back.
All right, cool.
Let me give this example right here, as far as the mindset of a woman versus a man. Once again, we know how to separate reality from fiction from reality. We know a song is just a damn song that's made to, okay, put like this, say a woman goes to Luther Vandross concert. They will literally sit there and faint and scream and pass out. That's their, I mean, they would go crazy because this dude's voice. They literally pass the fuck out. Man ain't finna do that shit. We'll go to the same concert. We'll go to the Beautiful Woman in the World concert, and we ain't screaming and passing out because we understand it's music, it's entertainment. But in the woman's mind, it's beyond, it just takes over, and they just fall victim to it. He's like literally like the dude playing that little flute and the cobra dancing back and forth. Well, you know the time I'm talking about, the dude and the cobra and the thing come out, we start playing the little instrument, and he's
right.
Kind of like, it's kind of like, that's how they so easily, they mind it so easily manipulated in a false sense of whatever, that they actually believe and they actually think that's the kind of man I want, who feels like that, who gonna act like that. And it's just ridiculous, their mindset. It's so childish, it's ridiculous, like Plato. And men, we're more structured. We separate the difference, but that's where relationship comes in. In her mind, you supposed to be doing this, you supposed to be doing that, but ask what the fuck she supposed to do, you get crickets or you get a deflection. So it's like,
yeah,
it's just
hey,
incredible.
Hey, what's that movie that the Gray something a couple of years ago?
Huh?
Yeah, look at that shit.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Though, you know, I never watched that movie. I never will. I never watched that movie, and I never will. You know, I used to talk to women, and I would say stuff apparently that goes on in that movie, because I talk. Ted knows the kind of stuff I talk about. But I've been like that forever. But then I speak to women, and I'm being me, who I've always been. Here they go. You must have watched that movie. It's like they can't believe someone who's actually like that exists. Like, I don't need no fucking movie to tell me how to damn be. This is who I am. But in their mind, you had to get it from somewhere. You couldn't just be who you are. You had to see someone else do it or get it from some damn movie. Who the hell is trying to? Now, when we was younger, yeah, dudes might have, even when I was a kid, dudes go watch a karate movie. They all leave thinking ain't no karate. I love karate movie knowing it was a damn movie. I can't throw no kicks and no chops. But it's like...
But I bet you, Sam, I know how to pick up a bat.
But it's like, what I'm saying, like, a woman's mind, they have a false sense of reality that's easily manipulated, where they don't want to feel like, old boy said accountability. They want everything on the man. The average woman, you ask her what went wrong in your relationship or your marriage, she's going to blame it on the man. 99.9% of the time, they'll never say, it was me, I fucked up, I wasn't shit. A woman would never say that. She was always, he was abusive and he was cheating. And, like, he might have been perfect and not cheating, but according to her, she wants you to think he was, so you'll think, you don't know that she's really a monster.
So it's like they just messed up in the head. That's why a woman, when a woman is nice to me, I get a little worried. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like when they get mad, they start smiling. Who the fuck smile when they mad? Women do. So it's like I just have to keep my eye because they can't be trusted. Now, I'm attracted to when I want women, but I know damn well they my enemy because I know it won't take one phone call to have me locked away because she had an attitude that day.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, it's just crazy.
You said something, the way a woman's brain works, this is empirical, like neuroscience. They use neuroimaging. And they put a man and woman in the same time and have to deal with the same situation. And the way a woman's brain works is she makes problems when there's no problem, right? She creates a story in her head. She worries about things that men don't worry about. And that's the way a woman's brain functions. Men need to understand that a woman is not going to make decisions in a straightforward way the way a man does. In most cases, because she's worried about things that she's imagining. And so now when you understand that, when you're in the advertising industry, they've been using that to their advantage, whether it's movies, advertising, and they get women to feel that you need certain things to feel like you're worth it. You need to buy these clothes, you need to be with this kind of man. And it gets exploited because I understand you're going to make up a bunch of stories and all these dynamics. And men are more, their brains are more stable, so it's harder to exploit. And even though, Reg, I get this programming for men too, but it's just easier to exploit the way a brain works just from a neuroscientific perspective. And men need to be okay with that. And so there's a thing that doesn't depend on a man. There's a level of mental ability that men bring that women depend on. And I wonder if that's part of the reason they look at bad boys also. Because
exactly.
They're less likely to be controlled, right? So a bad boy is not being programmed and controlled. And you could say he still is, but he's willing to violate boundaries and rules so that he's not as easy to control, and he may be more stable. So, you know, she may be looking for that also.
Yeah, it's just like she got a man.
Hold on. At 9 o'clock, you can't call in at 9 o'clock, Chris. But I can bring you in. All right. Go ahead, Sam.
It's just like she got a man, and like I say, they got the so-called American dream, the house, the money, and all that stuff there. But she's out. She got a job, you know, and then all of a sudden, certain dude starts giving her a little attention and striking that conversation. You know, he knows the game. He knows how to read women. And he's just doing what he do to see if she's going to go for it, to see what signal she gives him. Eventually, here she goes, starts to look forward to seeing him, starting to get a little prettier in the morning. You know, it's like he's giving her attention because my man, he don't give me attention no more. And it's like, the man, he done proved himself to you, but he can't gonna do it all the damn time. I mean, shit's gonna start to level off. He ain't gonna always get the candlelight and the romance, and that shit's gonna get old after a period of time. But in her mind, he's neglecting me, and he ain't saying shit about what the hell she ain't doing for him no more, because he really don't give a fuck. I mean, it's like he understands relationships start to just level off after a while. She stops cooking like she used to, and... Mm-hmm.
This is somewhat
new in
human history.
Hey, Ted.
This has always been the case. I'm telling you, that book that was written back in the 300s is what flipped. That is what.
Oh, I agree with you.
Down this path.
Hey.
Before that, there was no such thing about you need to be romantic. Diamonds were not a girl's best friend. None of that stuff.
But I say this to say.
Can I just say something? This is Dwayne. Yeah, I just want to say we're dealing with hypothetical, okay, rather than factual. You know, when I hear the comment all women, it's not all women. It may be some. You know, it may be some women. You know, not all.
I mean, we know it's not all.
So,
we just that's a given.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
no, it is all.
When you hear that.
It is all. All women are subject to female nature.
Oh yeah,
no,
and that
not
yes,
all,
matter of fact,
not,
correct.
Not all women.
No, I agree.
But,
no, I agree what he just said. Not all give in to it, but they all have the same nature. Not all fight it.
Yeah,
the
well,
same.
Well, it's like this here. If you meet a woman, okay, and you have feelings for her, and let's say for instance she has a flaw. She don't have a sense of direction. But you can tolerate it, but you can't tolerate with any other woman that don't have a sense of direction. But then you have a flaw where you snore. But she can tolerate it, but other women that you meet, they may not can tolerate it. So it all depends. We're talking hypothetical.
It depends what they give into it because women are, they all are the same. It's just, once again, some of them
yeah,
can
they
resist,
all
are, other ones
just
can't.
Like men. Right. Men,
because
men
think about this here.
There's two factors, two main factors that are in play. Number one, we are sexually dimorphic species. We have one gender that's clearly superior to the other. And then one gender was faster, stronger, bigger, and smarter than the other one. Now, the other one, since they're the weaker, they're the lesser of the species, they have to use manipulation as a survival mechanism. So the reason why Ted said women always create problems in their head is because they know women are a slave to their emotions, right? No matter what they do, they are a slave to their emotions. They cannot help from being emotional. They do not think logically. They do not think reasonably. They think emotionally. So because they are a slave to their emotions, all they do is create problems for themselves. Now, this is where men come in. No matter what men do, we are a slave to our cognitive problem-solving ability. I don't care how much you try to walk away from these stupid motherfuckers. If they create a problem in you, it's ingrained in us to want to solve that problem, and we can't fight it. Otherwise, they would have died a long fucking time ago. No matter how much we fucking hate them, they create problems for us, and we are biologically destined to solve those fucking problems. And that's all women do. So, no matter what,
I agree.
They always want to come up with these problems because they're just fucking stupid. I've literally owned every dog I've owned.
It sounds like you're just bitter. You know, most women.
I don't think you know all women.
I told you the reason why, this country is in a state of affairs that we're in is because white men like Dwayne love pushing on the pedestal. They are scared of women, and they have these sexual deviant fantasies where they're dominated by women, get fucked in the ass by women wearing dildos, they get tied to the bed and let women hit them, and all kinds of shit. They want to be dominated by women. And what they do is they try to force the rest of them be just as much of cucks as they are. And we don't want that shit. But they have all the power. They don't want you to create all the laws. They have all the power in society. That's why these bitches have all the power that they do. Because white men like Dwayne gave them.
You sound like you're bitter, man. You're a bitter man. You know?
Yeah, I know. This is what a masculine man tells me.
Get a woman that's more your... fit your needs and stuff, and then you'll be a lot happier.
Well, we gotta fit
the same, right? Aren't you divorced? How come you couldn't do that? Aren't you divorced?
No, I'm married.
Yeah, no, that's how.
If you heard what I said, I was married. This is my second marriage, but I was married one time.
Okay.
I was young, where I got busted. But doesn't mean I got a thing for all women.
The second one you're on, you're selling. You're not going to get divorced because you took too much of a financial loss the first time. So why couldn't you do that?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear what you said. Would you say the second one what?
Never mind. It went right over your fucking head anyway.
Well, we can't get a set of each other's opinion, though. I mean, everybody has a right to their opinion. If, you know, if you don't agree, you don't agree. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, Sam, I can agree with you, but this fool, this is a bitch. Hey, get off, man. This is a man's conversation. Would you get that fool off, man?
No, it's a bitter conversation. Right, it's a bitter conversation.
We don't have to go with the name calling. No, don't do that, Red.
Right. Yeah. Okay, black man.
The fact of the matter is,
all right, black man, educate yourself. Black man, educate yourself.
Most relationships is usually the woman.
All right, hold it.
Most relationships is usually the woman who leaves.
Wait, hold it. Red, go ahead, Red. What were you going to say, Red?
I wasn't gonna say nothing. I wanted to get finished listening to Chris get this insightful information, but that trick fool keep opening up his mouth. Shut up, Dwayne.
I don't even know your name, so I'm glad you know mine.
Yeah,
You've been paying attention.
Like I said, Ted, but the problem isn't even women. These whores are just being who they are. And just being the and everything they do is a manipulation tactic. It's to keep us from killing them. Because when it all boils down to it, I'll tell you this. You take 50 men and 50 women, right? You drop them off on separate islands. You drop one bear on each island. That one bear is going to kill all 50 of those women. You know what's going to happen on that island with the men? You have about 30 men arguing over how to marinate that bear before they eat it.
Exactly. You're going to eat that sucker.
Right.
Wait, then they're going to go to the island where the women are and eat that bear, too.
Right. Exactly. That's next week's meal.
Well, you know... Yeah, I agree with him. I don't know about the killing part, but I agree with him totally for the most part. But I get everything he's saying. I'm just joking. But I think men are more romantic, well, more living fantasies more than women do, because they just actually don't understand that this person is not there. It only has their best interest in mind, generally speaking. Women pretty much always keep their best interest in mind. They all know they have a secret stash that you don't know about, all out of secret account. I mean, women. Naturally, by their nature, of self-preservation. They always going to look out for number one first, whereas men will look out for everybody else. Men will look out for everybody else and put themselves last.
By law, but you're correct, man. They're up and running. That's when they,
they have to do that. It's a survival mechanism that has been built.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a dawn of time. They're smaller, they're weaker than slower. So they have to, it's called soldiers. They have to be soldiers.
But crazy.
We're not faulting them for being for their biological makeup. We're just stating what we know about the species. She's a self-serving creature. So when you're dealing with her. You know how to deal with her. Just like Ted said, if you're going to enter the game, be prepared, you know, to win. Don't go in there flat-footed. Don't go in there assuming this or that or have any kind of respect.